starts the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. Nothing left to be radio. That's just for ugly.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
Just people, it's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish. Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Listen, here's what I want to talk with you about.
Mm-hmm.
Today is Kathy Whiteside Tuesday. And tomorrow's the beginning of Lent. Mm-hmm. Now, every year I do try to really give up something for Lent.
Yeah, you know what? And I was asking a Catholic about those loopholes I told you about, and she said that that's a bunch of baloney.
Well, we'll stick with our own rules.
The loopholes where you get vacation, Sunday, and sick days off.
Well, we were discussing Lent as a family the other night.
You mean as certain days that you would be able to indulge in whatever you're giving up?
For instance, on vacation, if your vacation happened to fall during Lent, which ours does.
Always has, yes.
You would be able to break your Lent. You could also break Lent on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday. You can also break Lent if you're not feeling well.
Okay.
Yeah, but she said the only one she ever heard like what that was by the Irish Catholics who, if any one of them gave up drinking in St. Patrick's Day was during Lent, of course, you know, that would be a free day.
Yeah, and that's actually part of the religious doctrine, too.
Listen, being as we're not really Catholics anyway, who the hell cares?
No,
it's all in the spirit.
Right.
So we can make up our own rules for Lent.
Do you Episcopalians celebrate Lent?
Oh, we do ask
celebrate.
Wednesday.
Yes.
Celebrate.
Yes, ask Wednesday and everything, the whole
yeah,
night.
You do the whole giving something up. Is that part of the Episcopalian faith also, where you actually you're supposed to give something up, or do you just observe Lent?
I think you just observe it. I mean,
I didn't give it up, but there's just no pressure with the Episcopalians.
Yeah, you know, Episcopalians like Catholic light. I mean,
yes, it's maybe
like,
Catholic.
Yeah, it's
right.
Like being a Catholic without all the hassle of being Catholic. You know, the best thing about being Episcopalian is you can wear a rubber.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best thing.
Yeah.
And I wear a rubber when we go to church.
Yeah, and just to wear it all the time.
All the time. I just wear it on the outside of my clothes.
I didn't know until just recently during one of those quizzes that you have never, ever worn one.
Never worn a rubber in my life.
You might have to do that just for fun.
I don't think it would be fun. Why would I want to wear a rubber when I don't have to wear a rubber?
So that when the time comes and you have to instruct your child or maybe, you know, your grandchildren in future years, you can do it with some basis of expertise.
Oh, honey, listen.
Of course we threw it out, but I'd say I'd loan you the czar for demonstration purposes.
Oh, I thought you were going to loan him a rubber.
No.
First off, when it comes time, I'm sure that our son will already know how to do it. This is a thing that is passed down from peer to peer.
No,
I don't want to sit down at the kitchen table with a banana or something like that and show Bart how to put a condom on.
Yeah, and you always have that feeling if you're doing that you're encouraging the behavior. You know, that it's probably the responsible thing to do, but I would always have in my mind that if I set aside a time, you know, without any initiative on your son's part, if you set aside a time to go over that, you'd be saying, okay, here's how to do it. Now, go ahead.
Have fun.
Full speed ahead. Now you know. Don't knock yourself out.
Well, otherwise, you're just putting your head in the sand. I mean,
yeah, you're right about that. I agree with you there.
Well, listen, unfortunately, I don't think we have to worry about that for a couple of weeks with him.
What I'm going to do when my daughters get to that age, I will take out a condom and I will show them the condom. I say, you see this? Stay away from this or anything that's near this. It's all poisonous, and you're going to go to a convent.
No, you can insert a diaphragm.
And then you will, no, then Mike will take out a sewing machine and just sew his daughter's legs shut.
And it's like, get ye to the nunnery. I don't know what the hell I'm going to... You know, I really don't know what I'm going to do. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to a psychiatrist and get on some kind of antidepressant depressant medication. That's what I'm going to do.
I think I got men at my door.
Honey, listen, here's what I want to ask you.
Wait a minute.
For Lent.
Yeah, all right, go ahead. Make it quick.
All right, for Lent, how would you feel? This is not for me, something that maybe would make you feel better
yeah.
about me. I would be willing to give up pay-per-view pornos for Lent.
That's I admire that.
Well, you know, I think, you know what, I think it's more in the spirit of Lent. You know, whatever you do diet-wise is fine, but God is not Jenny Craig, and he doesn't care how... You know, my doorbell's ringing. You just have to hold on, my boo-boo. Hold on.
The men are at the door.
What does diet have to do with this? I said I would give up pornos.
She was, I think, starting to say what you were doing is a good idea. I think.
I mean, in the past, I have lost weight on Lent.
She was about to say, I think she was going to say something along the lines of, you know, diet is for you. It helps you lose weight. And
I have to move the car.
Frida, were you starting to adhere to this idea about him giving up porno?
That seems like a more godly thing to do.
That's what I know.
Then you got it. Yeah. You got it. And you
I
know
admire
how,
that.
You know
I
how
really
you'll
do.
Be able to tell because you get those stupid DirecTV bills. Mm-hmm.
No, you know how I'll be able to tell. You'll be bugging me all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, then it's a deal.
All right, Chiggy, I will try and take the place.
Okay.
I know, that's a tall order to fill.
You got it.
All right. And good boy. Love you.
And for Lent, you should give me more sex. That should be what you
think God would like that?
That should be what you should do for Lent.
Give up saying no?
Yes. Try saying yes every once in a
wonderful.
While.
All right, I'll work
Frida,
on that.
Have you said what you're going to give up?
No, because I've already given. I told you, you know, when we had this discussion on the air,
I've
given up everything.
She doesn't do anything anyway.
I've given up drinking. I've given up sugar. I've given up carbohydrates.
Oh, that's right.
She doesn't do anything. She's no fun.
I've given up coffee. I've given up.
As a matter of fact, I think you should start something for Lent instead of giving something up.
That's a good idea.
You should start drinking or start cussing or something.
You know, the only things that I can think of that wouldn't hurt my health to take up are cussing and fooling around. So I'm thinking about those two things.
All right, well, think about the fooling around thing. Think about me first.
Oh, all right. My
all right, honey.
I love you.
I love you.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. All right, well, then that's a good one.
It's a real good one.
I won't watch any pay-per-view pornos for the entire Lent period.
How many you figure, you know, average? If you average the year out, how many do you figure you watch a week?
Three.
Yeah.
Maybe four.
It's really.
Yeah.
Three or four? That's a sacrifice.
I watched a good one today.
You know, it's, don't you wish, though, with that particular service, that there was some sort of time-viewed, you know, instead of every time you order one, you get laid with that incredible...
Pay per minute.
It's horrible. It's $7.99. It's the most expensive thing on pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. And you're
virtually paying $7.99 for 2 minutes. Because
and it's a rip-off.
As soon as the first scene is over,
right.
You know, you pull up your sweatpants and you go get something to eat or whatever you do.
You know, what I would think is that if you added up the amount of $7.99 charges that you get during the year, it would be unbelievable compared to like a movie service like an HBO that you would, you know, rent for the whole year. I would think it would be astronomical compared to that.
Well, I'll give it up.
That's great.
I'll give
You'll
it up
save a little money. You'll save thousands of dollars. You know, I was just going to jump on the bandwagon and say, yeah, I'll do the same thing, but not a chance.
No. Feel no pressure.
Now I'm going to give up ice cream.
Hello, Don and Mike.
There you go.
Hey, Don.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
You know, the important thing with Lent is not giving something up, but taking something on. If you want to be truly good, you should give up the porno, but then donate all that money you're saving to charity or some good work.
Oh,
like
F charity, okay? Just let me say that. I do enough good work right here every day. Yes, Robbie?
If you watch three pornos per week, in a year you only spend $1,246.44 plus tax.
And what would the average pay-per-view channel like an HBO? That cost you what?
I think HBO is $17 a month for five channels. So.
Right.
Oh, now you've really got him going.
Yeah, I know, now the math. Mr. Wizard is really...
That's $204 a year.
Hello, Ben. Yes, yeah, so it would be cheaper just to subscribe to the Playboy channel or something.
Yeah, I would think that. It used to be, when I had my super big dish, you know, the one that got all, you could rent those
But do
services.
They show everything on Playboy?
No.
They do what you like.
Just soft porn.
That's why if you go to Playboy... Quite often.
It's only $5.99, right?
Yeah, $4.99, you go to that little adult channel. There's another one that's a little soft core adult, and it's $4.99. It's not worth it.
No, your real bargain is you buy the tapes.
Or you can. You know, that's absolutely... Buzz, how many tapes do you have currently?
I don't know. A dozen, maybe.
A dozen.
The dirty dozen.
You can subscribe to Playboy by the month. I forget
you know,
how much
Playboy
it is.
To me is... You know,
Playboy sucks.
Yeah.
Playboy. Listen, I don't like hardcore porn. I don't like seeing... Geesh, I don't like seeing guys' things, but I don't like Playboy TV either. I mean, I like the happy medium in between the hardcore and Playboy where it's just girls standing by big haylofts taking their shirts off.
And that's what you get with the service. See, I think that not only do you spend $7.99 for that, but you don't get... You know, you get a movie that is... The reason I don't like it, and this is honest to God, this is the real reason I don't like it. You're getting something that where they're they're adhering to censorship standards while they're shooting the movie or while they're editing it. So, you know, to me, it's just ridiculous when you see, like, you know, the corner of somebody's face and they're all going, because you know what they're doing.
There's an awful lot of shots. Well, those means that those movies
stupid. Right?
There's lots of girls with long hair.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, where they
and you see,
I mean, where they have their head down somewhere.
Or you'll see, like, the guy move the lady's leg. You know what I mean? And it's so stupid. Because what are you doing? You're watching two people doing it. And what the hell is the difference? But I really feel like it's Big Brother when I'm watching something like that, and you see them, you know, going all these crazy angles, and then you see the real fake one where they both go, oh, you know nothing's happening.
Hello, Ben.
When I was a little kid, I solved the Lent problem by giving up something. That's Catholicism.
All right, thank you, Ben.
Ah, somebody's thinking too much.
Thank you. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
It's been so long since I've talked to you guys.
Oh, has it really?
Hi there.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hi there.
Rodney Dangerfield. Hi there.
Well, how do we know you? How do we know you, Sharon?
I was on like live stirring the soup last summer. You remember?
Yes. Yes. When can you come down and make more soup?
actually, I was thinking about that. I think I could do that. Oh, I don't know, maybe in the next couple of weeks.
Excellent. Oh, I was thinking, like, tomorrow, maybe.
Oh, I can't do it tomorrow. I'm working, like, a lot.
Really?
You're really thinking of today, though.
Haven't you heard I've just given up pornos for the entire month until Easter? Please?
Okay, well, look, I'll make a deal with you guys. Actually, I'm working, I told Charlie, I actually got a job as a stripper now, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Shocker.
So, I don't know, I could do, like, a show for you guys, but you're going to have to, like, be nice and, hello?
When have we not been nice to you?
No, I'm saying no, just be, like, nice about my schedule and don't be, like, make me feel bad because I can't come in tomorrow.
When do you think, when do you think you'd be able to make it down here?
To make soup?
I could do it Friday.
Friday. Oh, no, we're not here Friday. We're in Los Angeles.
We were blinded. All right, we were blinded temporarily.
Blinded by our love of soup.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, I'll put you on hold, and if you can come up with a date with Charlie, maybe sometime soon you can come down and make soup for the whole gang.
Okay.
All right, that would be great.
All right.
Thank you. Hold on, Sharon.
Uh-huh.
That's Sharon. Everybody.
Come down to the Don in my kitchen.
She makes soup.
Yes, she does.
Hello there, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
I want to show you, tell you about a way to save money on the DirecTV pornos.
Yes, sir.
You tape it. Now I'm down. I taped the movie in February. I'm now down to 80 cents per J.O.
Well, that's initiative. That is initiative.
You know, that's not bad, except I don't want to have any tapes laying around. I mean,
right.
I was incredibly embarrassed a couple of years ago.
Don't you have your secret stash, like
no.
Chris Rock says, with your Batman wall or anything like that?
I do not, because a couple of years ago, my wife was cleaning out my closet,
right.
And my son was up there, and they pulled out my copy of Boobtown, and it said real big on the box, Boobtown, and then I had Boobtown, too.
Right.
And they both came running downstairs, each of them with a VHS in their hand going, hey, are these your tapes? Boobtown? No, I'm afraid to have any porno in the house.
Yeah. You have to be very careful, but I mean, that's why you just have to be more creative on where you where you put your stash.
You don't know how sneaky my family is.
Your family has always been
very sneaky.
Able to, you know, to nail you as far as where it is. You know, it started, and when you were able to actually see the results.
Purchases.
Oh, my God. I mean, you were totally brought out there.
They do that constantly. They're constantly going to the dish, pushing past purchases, and then they'll save them up until, like, we're sitting at dinner. And seriously, my son will bust my balls. My son will say, hey, Dad, how was that movie Biker Chicks at the Highway Stop?
And your wife kind of encourages that.
Yeah.
So you'll feel worse about renting those movies.
And I'll say, what are you talking about? He says, well, it says on the DFS dish that you watched Biker Girls at the Highway Bar this morning at 11 a.m.
You know, they show you that you've ordered that, but they don't show the length of time that you stayed on it. Now, that to me would balance it out just a little bit. Hey, I was only there for a minute and a half.
Well, that's all the time it takes.
Yeah, that's, and, Buzz, do you rent or do you buy your videos?
I buy them usually.
I would not rent.
I wouldn't rent a video.
You want to talk about a way to get the cooties?
Oh, my God. Put a black light over that. Can you imagine that?
Who knows where that's been?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What would you guys rather eat off of, Ellen's boobs or Anne's colon? Or Katie's colon, sorry.
It's a stupid question.
Ellen's boobs. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I've got a solution for Don and worrying about having tapes. He needs to get a TV replay or a TiVo, and he could store up to 20 hours of video on a hard drive.
All right, now listen. Thank you, genius. I am aware of what TiVo is, but it's still, even if I had TiVo, my family could still come in and could access the hard drive and could simply pull up the menu that shows Boobtown and Boobtown 2 and The Girls of Chocolate City, which is another great one I rented over the weekend.
Girls of Chocolate City.
Every once in a while I feel crazy and I order like a black porno.
There you go. Good
you
for
know.
You.
Sure. Yeah, you know, I feel a little emaciated watching, you know, because black guys are just...
Well, the ones in those movies. I mean,
Jesus,
you know,
Christ.
I mean, the guy, all the guys in those movies are, you know, make me feel inadequate.
There was one guy in a black porno who I swore... Oh, man. I don't know the guy's name. Remember the show The Rookies?
Yeah.
Remember the black cop on The Rookies?
Oh, way back when.
That guy? I'm pretty sure that he was in a porno I was watching.
Well, I hope the career hasn't fallen on that much of a hard time.
What's his name, Brains? Oh, no. What are you eating now? An apple.
They're good for you.
Apple and carrots. He's going to be regular today, I'll tell you that.
Well, research for me the name of that guy, the black guy on The Rookies.
So have you had, you know, are you familiar, you know, it doesn't have to be videotape. I'd like to, you know, mention that we've got DVD technology out there now. You got a nice DVD player, don't you?
Yes, I do, but I can't hide. You know, hiding the DVDs is just like hiding the VCR tapes.
What if you were to take you know, your DVDs and put them in the
different boxes.
Now, are your DVDs that you listen to or you watch, are they pretty much your property, or does the whole family have
whole
it?
Family. And let me tell you that I've even been busted on this for a while. You know, on the wall in my TV room where I have all those Star Trek tapes, for a while I kept porno tapes in the Star Trek boxes.
There you go.
But you know, the problem is you replace the Star Trek tape with a porno tape. What do you do with the Star Trek tape? So I put the Star Trek tape in a different box. Eventually, somebody's looking for a movie. Somebody's looking for Home Alone or something. They go to the Home Alone box. They go, wait, there's a Star Trek tape here. They take the Star Trek tape into my room. They open up the corresponding box, and
right.
I find Boobtown.
They noodle it through.
Yes.
George Stanford Brown?
That's the guy's
it
name.
It wouldn't be him because he's on Lynx right now, that show on Showtime.
Okay.
He's gotten a lot older. I don't think he's doing porno. He's doing Lynx.
Okay.
Very good.
I saw his Lynx. Gigantic. Hello, Dan.
Radio Gods.
Hi, Dan.
Hey, I'm kind of in the same predicament as Bart there. I'm a little bit older, and my dad's a little bit older, too. He's around 68. I left home a while ago, but I came back to visit, and I punched up that past purchases feature, and I was shocked. He had, like one every week for the past, like, year.
How old is your dad?
He's, like, 68.
Oh, my. Well, hey, more power to him.
You should be happy.
I know I am, but, you know, it's like...
I know what you did. I
shocker.
Feel the same way. You got a good, healthy interest in sex.
Yeah, I guess.
I'd freak out if it
I hope I'm like that when I'm that old, too, so...
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's still, you can't help but feel boogie about it. It's like thinking about your parents making love.
It's like poor mom.
It's horrible.
What about poor mom? Maybe mom was like my wife. You know, maybe mom just doesn't feel like it all the time.
You know, I just realized now, even though my father's been gone for a long time, I will tell you right now, I just figured out something that's worse than thinking about your parents making love. In my opinion, thinking about your father doing,
Oh, man.
Remember, you can't spell Joan without J-O.
Gotcha.
Just want to say hi to Joan up on the third floor. Hello, Don and Mike Show. And back in our dad's age group, they probably had to watch like 8mm porno.
Oh, sure, they had to like thread it through the little projector.
Yeah, they had to get out the real like the Wonder Years type camera.
Or maybe they had like the little hand crank thing, with the car.
Laurel and Hardy music.
The big fat woman, you know, with like a beach ball running around.
Hello.
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 Hey.
Your dad, my dad.
Yeah.
Sitting around.
Oh, God.
Pleasuring themselves.
Oh, at the same time.
Ah!
That's
hello.
Nasty.
Hey.
Hey.
I figured out a solution for you.
Yes, thank you. What is it, genius?
Yeah. You get a black box. That way you get all the channels for free. And there's no record of, like, running porn or anything.
Thank you very much. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's illegal, by the way.
So many stupid people call us every day.
Well, you know, you wonder why there's so many stupid people in jail.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who is this?
Hey, it's Kevin from New Hampshire.
Yes, Kevin. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was calling to see if you guys got that tape there I sent you.
What are you? You got a half full bag of Lay's potato chips on your head or something? What's going on?
No. I sent you guys in a tape there. You was talking last week about the stripper show on HBO.
I don't know if we've received it or not, sir.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure you guys got it.
All right, thank you.
All righty.
All right.
Bye.
Another call from New England, where they watch ye olde pornography.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
John Smythe stars in Pocahontas,
the Pilgrim and His Hand.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Hi, I just wanted to tell you, I'll never forget the time I heard my mom and dad doing it. I heard my dad purring.
Well, you mean like...
Yeah! Oh, God, that is awful. That's gross.
It kind of ruined things for me.
I can imagine. Yeah. That'd be tough to get out of your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I just want to let you guys know.
Thank you, honey.
You can feel sorry for me.
Oh, we do. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, JJ.
Yeah.
JJ.
What's up, fellas?
JJ.
JJ.
There's no way in hell, man.
No way in hell what?
I'm not snapping this mouse trap on my penis, man.
What, are you the guy who said you'd do it yesterday? Didn't yesterday didn't you call and say that you would snap four mouse traps on your penis?
Yeah, it was all balls and no brains, man.
So you thought it through?
Yeah, no, I bought one. I got one right here in front of me.
Yeah?
Listen.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah, so correct. now you're realizing you might injure yourself?
Yes. Yeah. I injure myself.
Yeah.
I hurt the talent, man.
All right, so JJ, you're officially out of the contest on Thursday.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. Yeah, no, definitely. This thing ain't worth $15 million. All right, $1,500.
All right, JJ.
The only thing I would tell you, JJ, is that one time a guy did come down here and do it on his tongue, and it looked like he was able to get through it okay.
That's his tongue.
Yeah. Guys are very protective of their penises.
I could go a while with not talking.
All right, I'm with you, JJ. All right.
Well, okay.
Thanks for at least calling us on this that you can't handle it.
Yeah, sorry, fellas.
All right, thank you, JJ.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, that means we have six slots now open. Or no, take it back. Still only five since we have a girl who's going to change her tampon naked while she's singing the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, but the guy with the mousetrap on the penis, is not. It's not going to happen.
Ah. So that's open.
That's a shame.
If anybody wants to take that great stunt, that one is absolutely wide open. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to tell the guys who the black guy was on the Rookies.
Rob already said it was George Stanford Brown.
Oh, all righty.
All right, thank you.
Out the delay. All right, thanks. Bye.
Yeah, he's on the 10-minute delay. You know, the delay is 7 seconds, my friend.
It's a 20-minute delay, the 10-minute that we have here and also the one in his head.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, Don and Mike, radio gods.
Hey, buddy.
You know, that guy that called in about catching his dad over that month span, and he said, oh, my God, what about my mom? How does he know his mom wasn't ordering the videos?
That's a good point, sir.
Absolutely,
you
sir.
You never know if mommy's actually taking a look in the afternoon.
Yeah, poor mom.
Mm-hmm. Poor mom.
That's right.
All right,
so. Poor mom turning off Oprah and turning on her porno about four every afternoon.
You know, women get into it just like guys. Sure.
For story.
Just do the ironing and stuff like that. About a 65-year-old woman.
Oh, it's 2 o'clock. It's time for sexplicity.
Hello, Kevin.
Yeah.
Hi.
What's going on?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, I'll snap that mouse trap on my penis for $1,500.
I don't think you're serious about it, Kevin. It's a serious challenge.
I'm dead serious, buddy. I got a car insurance payment. I got to make $1,500, so help me out.
Well, you know, it's not a guarantee that you will win the $1,500 if you do that.
That's all right. My penis can handle it.
You understand it's a competition. It's an open freak show on Thursday.
Right. I'm not exactly a freak, but I'll do that, man. I mean, if it's going to give me a chance to win it, why not?
I don't understand. A smart guy like you wanting to do something like this, I'm amazed.
All right, Kevin, if you're serious, we'll get your information.
All right, buddy.
Okay, hold on, please.
Hey, yo, God.
Okay, buddy, hold on, please.
I'll come down here, dude.
Okay, dude. We will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I'm sure you're wondering why I'm here.
Well, I think you're here because you want to know why I'm not fighting back. Because despite it all, you got some odd sense of fair play. And you're kicking my ass. It's gone from feeling like easy pickings to out and out bullying.
I just feel like there should be some back and forth between us, you and the committee.
I give you back and forth on Social Security, relations with Israel, on the Dow Jones, the census, almost everything, but not this. No, not my personal life. This is nobody's business.
Well, that's not what the people will tell you. The people will tell you that it is their business.
You know what? You're young. It's okay. You're young. And I'm just going to choose to be amused by your naivete, give you the benefit of the doubt.
The Don and Mike Show. It's time to roll back the stone and let the comedy rise again. The Don and Mike Show.
This time,
Emmy Award winner Werner Klemperer.
Colonel Clay. For whatever reason, that's what Nick at Night wants us to refer to him
as. Really, two-time Emmy Award winner Colonel Clank?
Yeah, well, just, I'm adding the Colonel Clank.
Ah, okay.
But they want him introduced. Oh, he's online now?
Told you.
Yep.
Nazi equals efficient.
Mm-hmm.
He's just played one on television.
That's right.
Here now is two-time Emmy Award winner, Colonel Clank, Werner Klemperer.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
It's great to speak with you again.
How is it in Washington, D.C.? Cold?
It is not that cold.
Very good.
How are you?
I'm okay.
Boy, it was years ago where we had you on the program, and it's great to welcome you back, Werner. How you been?
It's nice to see you guys.
Well, you must do so many interviews, I'm sure you don't remember them, but I'm telling you, of all the disc jockeys you've interviewed, no two guys have dedicated their lives to Hogan's Heroes like me and Mike.
I remember you guys very well.
You were appearing at the Kennedy Center in Idiot's Delight with
Joe Beth Williams
and Stacey Keach.
That's right,
and
that's a few years ago.
That's right.
And Stacey, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Stacey Keach, right.
Right, that's right.
So listen, they got you on the gravy train now.
For
TV Land, right?
Yeah, well, you know, this is incredible. You know, this is, I guess it's a spin-off of Nick at Night.
Yeah.
And it's a new cable network, and they're doing all the great sitcoms, the dramas, westerns, everything, variety shows. I think it's a terrific deal.
I just love hearing this guy talk. Absolutely. I love hearing him talk. Hey, are you aware that on the Hogan's Heroes reruns over in Germany, that they're not only they're like beating the Jerry Seinfeld show in the ratings, they've switched things around.
I think that is the joke of the century.
Yeah, me too.
To dump Seinfeld, and they've got an hour every day for 1 hour. They got back-to-back and MASH.
And what they're doing is they're adjusting the dialogue where they're popping in different dialogue.
Now wait, let me tell you, because I've listened to a couple of them.
Oh, good, okay,
all right.
It's been highly...
overrated?
Press overrated.
Okay.
You know, it makes good print. It's very little change. What they've done is they have used certain dialects for different characters. They use certain dialects that are very, they're very often used in Germany, in different parts of Germany.
But the
basic dialogue is the same.
You ever go over to Germany?
I have been there just recently because I had a couple of friends there that I wanted to visit in the music business.
Do you get
so I went there. I hadn't been there for a long time. We went to Italy, to England, and to Germany.
Do you get stopped and recognized quite a bit when you're overseas?
Well, yeah, but mostly you get recognized right here.
Uh-huh.
Right here. Do you get mad if someone says, hey, Clint?
How can you get mad if somebody stops you and says something nice to you?
Well, you know, a lot of TV stars that that became famous with a sitcom, they try to distance themselves from the role, and they get frustrated with it.
I have no comment about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do you think Clink never knew that all those tunnels were there? And how come when
he never knew?
How come when
he wouldn't have had a Hogan's Heroes if he knew?
Well, come on, play along, Colonel.
Also, what's important, and I don't know whether I mentioned that to you guys the last time I saw you, but when I got the role, I did make one kind of a little stipulation, and that was if they ever wrote a segment in which Clink came out the winner, I would be off the show.
Oh, hey, and listen, what about you being on The Simpsons? You were pretty great when you were Homer Simpson's, his good luck
Harry?
That was
a very strange situation. I had sworn I'd never do Clink anywhere again, but they sent me the script and wanted to know if I was interested. And it was terribly funny because it was an angel who turned into Clink.
Right.
That's a pretty wild concept.
Started off being an angel, and Homer Simpson had no idea who it was, so it had to be, the angel had to recreate himself in some form that Homer Simpson would not only recognize, but admire.
That was a great vehicle to do it. I know you didn't want to do it again, but that was a good vehicle for you.
It was fun.
Well, listen, Colonel Clink, are you married now? Are you still married?
I'm married. I'm with the same woman for the last 20 years.
Bravo! May I ask you about your personal life?
Well, it all depends in what direction you're going.
Well, I would just like to know. First, can I ask how old you are, sir?
No, you can't. No, you can ask.
Oh, all right.
You can ask.
All right, are you still active in a way that a young man would be?
Now, let me try to analyze this very incredible question.
Go ahead, Warner.
Am I still doing it?
Yes. There you go.
Hell yes.
Doing it and enjoying it, I hope.
Well, it would be rather boring if I didn't.
But it meant. Where do you live now?
My residence is in California, and we spend a bit of time in New York, too.
And obviously you're on some kind of a cell phone. Where are you right now, sir?
I'm talking to you right now, sitting at my desk here in New York City.
Oh, wow, so you're
at your desk.
I thought you were like in a car going in through a tunnel.
No, I'm sitting at my desk, just surrounded by papers that I don't know what they are.
Well, they have to redo the phones in that office, because I'll tell you, this is a terrible connection.
Well, I'm telling you, there is a problem, and you know what I think it is? I think we have a problem here with this telephone. It's really terrible.
Yeah, well, it might be, well, never mind, I was going to say it might be German-made.
What a horrible thing to say.
That's just a joke, Warner.
I got it.
That was awful. Do you ever, last question, keep in touch with the guys like LeBeau or?
Yes, it's funny you should mention LeBeau first, because he's the one person out of the show who's become a very good friend of mine.
Really?
We called him recently, and he was going to celebrate Thanksgiving at Coco Loco.
He was going to have a turkey sandwich.
Yes. An open-faced turkey sandwich. Is it Coco Loco? What's that restaurant?
Is that the name of it?
Yes. It's a very trendy place.
Some place that was very...
He's a beautiful guy.
Yeah, well, he was very nice to us. We had a very nice conversation.
He lives in L.A.
And where do you keep your two Emmy Awards that you've won?
In Los Angeles.
I mean, do you use them as bookends? Do you have them?
No, they're standing on either side of a fireplace.
And when you get a chance to watch TV now, what is your favorite contemporary show on the air now?
My favorite, you're talking about sitcoms?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no question that Seinfeld was it.
All right. Very good.
Although I must add to that, as far as contemporary sitcoms are concerned, we are woefully lacking in outstanding stuff.
Hey, man, that's why I would like to recommend to you the WB Network. I know that you're here plugging TV land. never mind. Hey, listen, Werner, thanks for your time, my friend.
Well, listen, it's my great pleasure. You guys keep it up. You're doing a hell of a job.
Thank you.
Good luck, Werner.
Take care.
Thank you, Colonel
Bye.
Bye-bye.
On my way. I'm Hitler.
There is Colonel Clink, you know.
Man, it's amazing that he was actually talking to us on a phone in an office.
Yeah. Hey, Charles, where is this office that we connected with him? I thought for sure he must be driving in a car maybe somewhere in Germany.
I think it's an underground bunker.
Boy, oh boy. Hi,
he was in New York City, just like
New
you said.
New York City? Really? He was at the office of what, the Viacom or whatever the TV land
was? Yes, he was. They had to conference him in from another place, so maybe the conference line had some faulty line to its line.
Oh, man. That was terrible. Right.
Thank you for that technical description, Charles.
We really appreciate that. Way to string the words together.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This sounds like Werner Klemperer calling back right now. Hello, Colonel Clank?
Thank you for that technical.
Hello?
We really appreciate it.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Turn down your radio, please. Turn down your American-made radio. Your Japanese-made radio.
He didn't like the German phone joke.
Mm-mm.
Didn't care for that at all. Now, that's a horrible thing to say. Hi, this is Werner Klemperer. What a horrible thing to say.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Dynamite Show.
Hold on, my old man wants to talk to you.
Your old man? Now, do you mean your husband or do you mean your father?
Well, my boyfriend, but he's older than me.
Are you in the car moving right now, or are you in a wind tunnel?
I'm in the car moving right now.
Are you in the office in New York City?
I'm in Jackson, Nebraska, actually.
Can you roll up the window, please?
The window is rolled up.
Can you turn down the radio, please?
I have to turn down the radio.
Okay. What can we do for you?
Well, my old man's a real big fan of your guys'.
Of your guys'?
Yes.
He really does like you guys. In fact, he talked about earlier when you were talking to that German guy, and he was really excited because he almost got to talk to you.
Hi, this is Werner Klemperer. I'm a giant fan of your guys'.
My old man. My old man is a giant fan of your guys'.
Did you say the phone must be German? What a horrible thing to
not
say.
Not German.
Well, listen, what can we do for you?
Well, he just wants...
wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Well, where is he?
His name is Jim Hall.
Is he there with you now?
Yes, he is. Do you want to talk to him?
Yes, please. Anything but talking to you.
Hold on.
For goodness sake.
Out of my way, I'm Hitler.
Now, that's not funny.
What a horrible thing to play.
Oh.
Hail Hitler.
Ah, come on. Hello. What do you want?
Just say hi.
All right.
Jesus. There they are. And a blissful. What a blissful couple. What a horrible thing to say.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
We'll clear up these calls, clear up my skin, and then on to the show. We got tons of stuff to get to. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Lydia. I'm from Woodstock, Connecticut.
Yes, Lydia.
Lydia.
Lydia. And I've been listening to you guys for about a year and a half, and I love you. I think you guys rule.
Thank you.
I'm one of your female admirers.
Mm-hmm.
And I especially love just the banter that goes on. And I find myself in my car listening to you, driving by myself, cracking up. And people must think I'm crazy because I'm just wandering down the road in laughter.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one thing I was going to ask you to do.
Who's the celebrity that you think you most resemble, Lydia?
Well, it's a toss between two people.
Yeah.
Do you remember Joanna Kearns from, it was a TV sitcom?
Growing Pains. I believe I rated her a 7.5 the other day.
Oh, really?
When she was Alan Thicke's wife. She had nice dimples.
Mike, you're grounded. Go upstairs. I'm going to make love to Joanna Kearns.
I used to like how she lotioned her legs every night before bedtime.
She moisturized them?
Yeah, she'd moisturize them sitting in the bed having that.
That's nice. Moisturize.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Minor Busto.
I'm kind of tossed between her and Heather Locklear.
Although I don't have the body of Heather, I'll be honest. But I'm about a size.
So what do you have? Do you have the body of Joanna Kearns and the face of Heather Locklear?
Well, facial features, kind of a toss between the two. I have Heather Locklear's hair.
And the body of?
The body of Lydia.
Lydia, okay. I understand.
I'm just average.
Okay, all right.
Well, that's good.
But anyway.
You're smart. As long as you don't have the body of Alan Thicke.
No, I don't.
Hey, let's play Dictionary.
Smart?
What?
I think I'm smart.
Yeah, you sound smart.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I want to ask you guys to do this one thing. When I first started...
You sound smart, Lydia. Thank you.
When I first started tuning into you guys, you were doing something that cracked me up. And you were saying, you had to be a big shot, didn't you?
That's a long time ago.
Yeah, was it longer than a year ago, you think?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we go through sayings on this show the way that Jerry Lewis goes through socks.
Oh, really?
I mean, we always have got some catchphrase that we're working on.
Yes. Now we would be right in the throes of Bueno Arbusto.
With a healthy dose of Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean and Jelly.
I love that Mr. Clean thing. I'm a cleaning fanatic. But whatever. I want you guys to do that for me. Would you do that for me?
No, Lydia.
You won't?
Come on, like we're doing the show just for you? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Get real, Lydia.
Another friend made.
Y'all were talking about the Home Improvement show. You didn't watch that whole thing?
No, of course not.
Oh, I'll tell you what, I don't like those special, edition shows.
Preachy.
You know what goes good, though, with Home Improvement? Nice jelly sandwich.
But last night, they handle it with comedy. It was pretty good.
You don't even need to toast the bread.
Yeah. Hell, Mike, you don't need the bread.
No, you don't.
I take a jelly sandwich without the bread.
That's right. Make a sandwich with your hands.
Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean, just lick off the jelly.
Mr. Clean.
So you like the show?
Yeah. It's,
all right.
I don't go for those special edition shows.
Gotcha.
They've done it real good. They handled it with comedy, and I tell you, I've watched it. I was flipping back.
They've done it real good?
They've done it real good.
Which did you like more? Did you like Home Improvement, or did you like the Daytona 500?
Daytona 500.
There you go.
Sure.
Absolutely. Goodies headache powder.
Powders.
Powders, right. Plural. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello? Yeah, Don and Mike?
Yeah, oh, boy. You know, I'm going to get a headache with that car phone. Please call us back. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're talking to us now. Hello.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I just had something that I just came out of the restroom of one of these, I'm in sales, and I just came out of this business park, and I saw something. I thought you guys might have a take on it, and I just thought I'd pass along. I walk in there, and I'll make it quick here. I walk in, and there's this pile of pretzels sitting next to the sink, and there's this guy taking a leak.
In the bathroom, there's a bowl of pretzels? A
no,
pile?
No, there's like about 10 pretzels sitting on the counter.
Sitting on the counter. Now, are they... Are they wrapped?
No. They're just sitting there, those small little pretzels.
Are they dry pretzels or soft pretzels?
Well, I didn't touch them, but they look dry.
All right. So there's a bunch of pretzels.
The guy's standing at a stall. I pull up next to him. He gets done, walks back over, doesn't wash his hand, grabs the pretzels, pop ones in his mouth, and walks out the door.
Oh. What, are you watching me? Hello, Dynamite Show. Oh, listen, people do much worse.
Well, it's his thing that his hands were just on.
Hello. Dynamite Show.
You want to get technical about it?
Hello.
It's not like he offered you a pretzel.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Phil from Greenbelt.
Yes, hello, Phil.
Hi, you were talking about momentum a few minutes ago.
I believe Professor O'Mara was speaking on that.
Oh, Dr. O'Mara. Well, I hate to break it to you, but the distance an object will travel when it's in the air depends on its velocity and the angle at which it is launched, and doesn't have anything to do with the how much it weighs.
No. Wait, and Rob was giving you... You know, I didn't have to speak for myself there. Rob was giving you a
good... Here is rocket scientist Rob Spiewak.
I'm sure you're right.
Oh, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Backwards.
Just easier.
Hello, Don. Don and my show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I've got a possible celebrity sighting.
Really? Where are you calling from?
Well, Western Loudoun County out in the hills.
In Virginia.
In Virginia, yes.
Okay.
The guy that they based Mr. Clean on, I forget his real name, but he came to my work of employment to talk about how you should watch out for drugs.
Well, I don't know. We had the real Mr. Clean on our show. That's what started this all about a month and a half ago.
And it wasn't the guy they based Mr. Clean on. It was a guy that, you know, was a bald guy based on the...
Yeah, it was the bald... I mean, he's the real Mr. Clean, but he's not, you know...
Yeah. What?
He's the real Mr. Clean, but he's, you know, not actually...
What? You're not finishing the sentence.
What?
Well, he's a real Mr. Clean.
What?
According to... He's a real Mr. Clean, but he came to...
Watch out for drugs.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah, I am. Hi.
How you doing? I got a funny story. I listened to you with my kids on the way home. They're young, but they understand. You said, God damn it. And my daughter, 4 years old, she said, oh, Don said a bad word. I said, I know, darling, but big people can say it, but only big people. And it was
very good.
It was cute.
That's good parenting, sir.
That is a goddamn beautiful moment.
Well, you know.
Thank you. Thank you, go. Way to take charge of that situation.
Only big people can say that.
Hello.
I do something like that with my dog. I get hit. I get hit in the back of the head.
Now scoot.
You're going to get.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Hi. Listen, I don't know what that lady was talking about Mr. Clean. We had the actor who was in the Mr. Clean commercials.
There you go.
On our show.
The guy with no hair.
Right. About 6 weeks ago.
Wasn't originally Mr. Clean a cartoon character?
Yes. Yeah.
And that's how it all started. It was an advertising agency.
He's
that came
that,
up with a, you know, with a cartoon.
Was
Mr.
he
Clean.
Like older? Did they age him at least?
They got a picture of him. They still got a picture of him on a bottle. Mm-hmm. Right? Mr. Clean.
That's
Mr.
Right.
Clean.
Mr. Clean.
And remember that survey? 70% of Americans knew who Mr. Clean was.
Right.
However, only 25% could identify Vice President Al Gore.
Who's that guy over there with the red tie?
I don't know, but
look at Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean.
No, Mike, just got back from Mardi Gras.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
It was a fabulous time.
Hmm. So we're down New Orleans?
New Orleans.
Yeah.
My first trip down there.
The city that smells like urine.
Different world.
New Orleans.
A different world. Yeah. Not only the little bit of Cajun talk, but the great food, you know, and people just drinking, having a great time. Ladies not hesitant to lift her shirts for a quarter worth of beads.
And the constant, never-ending smell of urine.
That's true.
That's what I know New Orleans as.
But
everywhere you go in that town, it smells like pee. It smells like warm pee.
Warm pee because it's always warm there. It's humid.
Oh, it's 76 degrees. Mm, 76 degrees every day.
And humid.
I mean, you got to do it once. If you've never done it before, you got to go down. Got to take your video camera down. It's just the wildest time.
And wild. I want to tell you, it's wild.
Very safe. Very
wild.
Yeah.
Wild. Smells like urinal, Dolores.
Honey, my video camera has urine on it.
Hello, Donna. If you ever had a fantasy of being one of those urinal cakes,
mm-hmm.
go to New Orleans.
That would be the best place if you're a urinal cake to live.
If you've ever, like, you know, like Shirley MacLaine thinks that she was like a bird in a tree in previous lives.
Right.
If you in some life have ever dreamed about being the urinal cake.
Coming back as a urinal cake.
Right. Go to New Orleans, because that's the smell you'll be living with for your entire time as a urinal cake.
I would say it'd be an appropriate fantasy for anyone that really likes a good, long, warm shower.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Your day begins, your day ends with warm showers.
Hello.
This is my first day ever listening to you and the first time obviously calling you.
Obviously, urinal cake. Is that what they're called, too?
Yes.
Urinal cakes?
Yes, all right.
You were talking about Lent earlier, and I wanted to tell you that in 1982, when I got married in the middle of Lent, but I'd given up...
More urinal cake, honey? No, but I'll take some more ice cream.
I gave up sex for Lent.
What? I'm giving up. That's what I'm giving up for Lent, urinal cakes.
I gave up sex for Lent that year, so we couldn't consummate my marriage until Easter, and I didn't know at the time that you can do on Sundays what you gave up for Lent.
Oh, so look at that. You were holding back all that time.
But I wanted to tell you that...
I'd like to point out that we haven't confirmed that little Sunday story yet. That comes from Rob Spiewak.
Oh, no.
He's a Methodist.
No,
it's 46...
It came from my church, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Your church is Episcopalian, though.
That's right.
Yeah. Lent, you know, the whole thing.
Church of the Klingons.
It's the Catholic ceremony.
It's 46.
You used to be Catholic?
Yes.
Oh, okay. No,
We all used to be Catholic.
Before we got thrown out.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry, Sandra. What were you saying?
It's 46 days of Lent. I mean, if you count the Sundays, and since I call it 40 days of Lent, that ought to confirm it right there, because I've counted it on the calendar for Ash Wednesday.
Well, you should hang up, and you should go make up for that lost time now.
Yeah. Hey, but my husband's in Hawaii, and I'm in California.
Well, you know, diddle.
I used to live
Hey, diddle, diddle. Okay.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to tell you, and I'm enjoying listening to you.
Thank you. I'm sure we'll do something that will offend you at some point today. That's our goal if you're the first time ever listening to our show.
First time ever.
How did you stumble?
Just moved here from Hawaii.
How did you stumble upon us? Where are you calling from, Sandra?
Carpinteria, which is in Santa Barbara County, California.
Uh-huh.
And you're in Ventura on my station, locally.
Good.
So I, KTRA, I think. I just was listening, and you guys were talking about Lent when I tuned in.
Ah, well, you'll find that religion is not often mentioned on this show.
That's right.
Oh, but I mean, look what I mean, I'm not, is this religion? I gave up sex for Lent.
We talk about food a lot, don't we? We recommend you make a nice soup for dinner.
Well,
and then stir the soup.
I'm making...
Stir the soup until your husband gets back home.
But he's in Hawaii.
Right. Never mind. Ask somebody what stir the soup means. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
But don't use a fork. Use a spoon. You want to get every last drop. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that New Orleans smells like urine. I think I know why. By the time the water goes from Minnesota, Mississippi River, down to New Orleans, it's been through a human body 13 times.
What was that? Here's another professor backwards calling us today.
I've heard this before.
What is this? Run this by me again, please.
They pull their water out of the Mississippi River for drinking. All right?
Right.
Well, Mississippi starts in Minnesota, and all those towns along the river pull their water out of the river. And most of the sewage treatments along the same river,
what
passed through a human body 13 times.
I think it smells like urine in New Orleans because people like just pee on the street because it's such a an open party atmosphere.
Yeah.
That's why I think it smells like urine in New Orleans.
It might be both of them, but I thought you ought to know that. Don't drink the water when you go down there.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm definitely sure.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Goodbye.
Well, I don't know whether he was right or not.
I've heard that before. Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, right. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Bill out in Clinton. I was calling to see if you guys watched JAG last night. And I know from whoever answers the phone, Jimmy the intern, he says no.
No, well, first off, Jimmy the intern doesn't work here anymore.
Well,
the guy on the phone was right. Who would watch JAG? What is that? That's got to be on CBS, right?
Don, I'm not a big JAG fan.
Is it on CBS?
Yes, it's
a CBS. That's a death knell for any show.
Yep.
JAG is the show about, like, jets, right?
Judge Advocate General. It's a military lawyer. I thought it was about Jagoffs.
Sometimes.
Don't be such a Jagoff, man.
JAG.
Tell you, JAG.
Tonight, Buddy Ryan. I'm JAG.
Hello.
Hello, Don?
Yeah.
Mike?
All right, we're both here.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, this is James from Sacramento. I just wanted to tell you what the urinal cake is.
You want to tell us what a urinal cake is?
Yes, it's called a plumber's breath mint.
A plumber's breath mint.
Yes, that's what those called.
Okay.
Mr. King, it's real dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Oh, boy. Yeah, go listen to yourself on the radio now, you moron.
Oh, you people who think you're so funny, go get your own shows. And go bother some other disc jockeys. Or let some other people bother you. You know what I'm saying.
That's right. Go up to Minnesota and then float down the Mississippi River. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I always considered that thing in the urinal a puck. Like a hockey puck?
The technical name for it is a urinal cake. And I once worked at a radio station where we marketed ourselves by coming up with a great plan to put the station's logo on the urinal cake so people actually would pee on the logo of the radio station.
Captive audience, did you ever go through with it?
Oh, yeah, no, they did it.
That's a great idea.
It was B9 in the middle. It had the little station logo there.
Shame it wasn't P94.
Oh, P94.
P94, here's your urinal cake. Hey, hello. Thanks a lot. Would you send out promotional people, like, into the businesses to go, listen, we appreciate your support.
They didn't even mention it on the air. It was a free item to bars and to clubs, and they would just go in and say, if we can put our urinal cake in, it's like free advertising.
Yeah. Boy, I wonder what intern got that choice task.
Okay, hold on. Commercial set. I'm sorry, we have to break, and then we'll be back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
To obtain maximum enjoyment from your please observe the following precautions. When a is not being played, store it out of direct sunlight or high temperatures. Before inserting a into the be sure that both rotate freely in both directions. The will automatically eject at the end of the if the ejects prematurely, remove it and check for free rotation of both. If it fails to do so, a gentle outward pull on the will cause the to eject. The head should be cleaned once a month with a cotton swab, slightly moistened with 70% isopropyl alcohol. Failure to follow these precautions will decrease your enjoyment and may result in damage to your. Thank you for allowing us to spend this brief time with you. Happy.
The Don and Mike Show.
They have no steel tail. They have no cat feet. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Batman. Batman, I kill you later. Kill the heroes. Your emotions make you weak.
That is Arnold's best movie. And the best part of that, of Batman and Robin, if you really want to see Arnold really acting, and the Arnold that we love.
Trying to act.
It's a small part. It's a part where Batman is looking at a videotape of Mr. Freeze before he became Mr. Freeze.
When he's happy, Mr. Freeze.
It's like a home video of Arnold with his wife.
Yeah.
And it's him with his real big face, and he's got that real big smile.
Arnold playing happy.
Yes. We are married.
We are very happy. I'm so happy. I'm going to be so angry when she's gone. Duh.
When she's frozen.
That's why the taste's mine.
Batman.
I'll kill you next time.
Although, here's the clip. This is the one from Batman and Robin where he really is acting. Where he looks like he's trying.
Battling the bat, exhausted by power. I was successful, nevertheless.
He's an actor.
Absolutely was. One giant diamond of his size.
What?
And that breathing engine will be complete.
I don't know. But he's acting.
I will freeze the city.
Do you notice he can't say freeze?
I will Gotham ransom.
Freeze.
The city bows to my demand.
Bows.
Winter forever here in Gotham.
What?
The city fathers will have no choice.
Fathers.
The
city fathers.
To complete my research.
I'm Mr. Freeze. Find a cure.
Find a cure.
You're the feezing action. The fears. Yeah, the city fathers.
Find a cure.
Frankenstein.
Batman. All right, more Arnold junk coming up. Oh, I have a shout out. Someone that we haven't heard from on the show in a while, and I haven't heard from in my personal life either. You know that that crazy disc jockey, George McFly?
Ah, yes, George McFly.
Our friend from Denver who almost got fired for taking his clothes off during his radio show or something like that.
Used to enjoy doing his broadcast shirtless.
Okay, so last night, I get done at the hospital, and I get back home, and I get into bed, and just as I nod off to sleep, the phone rings, and it's George. And it's George. And bless his heart, he's concerned.
Amen.
Because he's listening to our show in Denver, where we are heard from 6 to 10 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And where I understand my comments about John Elway really went over big yesterday.
Sure.
You know. So he calls and he goes, hey, man, it's George McFly. And I'm totally out of it. I'm
right.
Totally zoned. I go, hi, George, how you doing? He says, oh, man, I'm all concerned about Bart. So I started talking to him about Bart,
mm-hmm.
and I told him what happened. And then, you know, this is just what you want to hear. I've just gone to sleep. I'm finally getting a little bit of peace of mind about my kid.
Sure.
George McFly says, did they take his appendix? I said, yeah. And he goes, oh, no, man.
Oh, he's Mr. Medical. He's Mr. Medical guy.
Oh, the appendix. Hey, listen, Don, I want to tell you something. It's not a useless organ. You need... And I'm asleep, and I'm saying, listen, George, it's a moot point because, you know...
It's gone.
It's out of his body. He goes, oh.
How weird is that?
Man,
you know, he was especially... And when his medical expertise, at least he liked to think, was
enemas.
Always about that part of the body.
Yeah,
anyway.
It always involves the butt area or down there, you know, below the waist.
Listen, man, I want to tell you about colonic irrigation. He was big into that.
So hi to George, because I know he listens to our show out there in Denver after he's done his own DJ show.
Hello, George. Keep your shirt on.
How you doing? Oh, man. Oh, they kept his job. Oh, man.
Like, you know, huge mistake. Like, oh, George, I'll take him back and have them sew it back in.
Dr. McFly.
Thank you, George. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're talking to us. Hello.
Don?
Yes.
How you doing?
No, how you doing?
How are you doing?
Doing great.
How you doing, Mike?
Just great, sir. How are you?
Good. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Why don't you ask him how he's doing?
How are you doing, Buzz?
I'm doing well, sir.
You better ask him how he's doing again, Buzz.
How you doing, sir?
You know what? I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller. I live in Manteca.
Hey, buddy, it's an honor and a privilege.
Hey, I just want
to thank you for your service to our show.
Hey, no problem. Are you guys going to be doing phone hook theater anytime soon?
You live in Manteca?
That's by Stockton.
Oh, okay.
California.
Phone hook theater.
Hot Talk 1140.
I don't know. Maybe sometime.
Okay.
Right now I'm focused on an article in the new Sport magazine.
Really?
That somebody faxed us.
What's it about? I just turned you guys on.
It's about Rudy.
Rudy Martin.
Oh, my God. Is this a bio piece on Rudy?
Yeah, now, listen, I'm a little upset. He, of course, mentions us nowhere in the article.
Oh, bummer.
But look, there he is. It's Rudy Martsky calls him as he sees him.
Rupert?
As the nation's most influential couch potato. And look at it. They got a big-ass picture of him there holding a remote control.
Look at that.
And let's see. And then he's got a picture of his favorites of Summerall and Madden.
Right.
And there's more article. And then there's a picture of that guy, Kenny Mayne, from ESPN, because Rudy actually made a fist and called him vapid.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, like, they put that in to show you that Rudy can be opinionated on occasion.
Rudy can be a tough guy.
I really couldn't tell you much about the article. Of course, I simply scanned it looking for our names.
Yes, yeah, we weren't in there, huh?
Like I do with every article in this paper.
Anywhere near us, you have to scan and see if we're in there.
You know,
and you're filing it.
I don't know if you caught it, but when we were at the Super Bowl, he kept telling potential interviewees, come be on my show. He kept saying that. And yet he does this huge interview and never mentions it.
Did he say my show?
Yeah, I heard him say that.
Hey, he's got every right to do that because he got us guests out there, and that's fine. As long as he doesn't say it like at at the local watering hole.
Yes. Hey, guys.
What?
How you doing, guys?
Yes.
You know who I really like?
What?
Charlie Stewing Stabilak.
Guys. Well, thank you, sir.
I really like him.
Out in Manteca.
And that's right. And Dennis Murphy, too.
Well, great. You've got great taste. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bueno Arbusto.
Bueno Arbusto to you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye. Okay, so the article about Rudy.
Rudy.
There he sits, eyeing yet another sporting event on his 60-inch TV screen. Same TV screen he tried to show Mike and everybody porno after a party.
Yeah, we got out of there quick. All of a sudden, you know, long evening at the Martskys, and he just was working his remote, and suddenly I saw Monica Lewinsky up on the tube, and
wow.
I got out of there.
Surfing channels. Well, she does have the DSLs, doesn't she?
Yes, she does.
Man, she got the DSLs. And that's about all.
That's right.
That's about it.
In some circles, that's enough.
His 60-inch TV screen surfing channels during a break and groaning about an announcer's comment. Then it's on to SportsCenter for a nightcap. But millions of Americans perform the same ritual, but there's a difference. Rudy Marsky gets paid for it. And his spouse of 31 years doesn't complain. She can't. How about that? He gets the mouse mentioned, like, in the first paragraph, and we're nowhere to be found.
Well, you know, they're Siamese twins.
Like, we're not as important as his wife.
Yeah.
Then he pounds out yet another sports on TV column for USA Today, rating the winners and losers, blah, blah, blah. He has 2 million readers. He can make people's day, blah, blah. People have the different perspective. Okay, then it's about Rudy, about how he got his job at USA Today, about who he likes and who he doesn't like.
You're getting bored with this article right now?
Yeah,
you know, he could have mentioned us.
Oh, now, next to his TV, Martsky's most important tool is the phone, which is constantly attached to his left ear during the week. His most used phrase is, hold on, let me get rid of this call. On a typical day, Rudy follows that closely with his oft-imitated Wisconsin-esque, how you doing?
Hey, all right, well, you know, heads up to that interviewer, that profiler.
Yeah. Oh, listen to this. No reporter is more aggressive than Martsky. Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
Yes. Right. As long as he can research the story from the hotel bar.
Yes. How you doing, guys?
All right, let's see. Stories are chased deep down into the night.
Yes.
Such as the time he learned at 10 p.m. of John Madden signing with Fox. Every day he picks up the phone with the same enthusiasm as the day before.
Not if you catch him before 9 a.m.
What the playful Martsky enjoys most, aside from wine and playing golf, is a good battle with him in the middle. He'll offer strong opinions, but Martsky admits his mistakes, bestowing one of his infamous Oops Awards on himself. On the basement wall of his Sterling, Virginia home is a framed column from 1989, blah, 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 blah. Hands out the Rudy Awards, blah, blah, blah.
Lots of blah, blah, blah.
Rudy bounced around professional. Oh, it's all the stuff about him being in the ABA. Although they do mention the University of Wisconsin graduate, Badgers paraphernalia decorates the basement bedroom and bathroom.
Okay, well, at least they, you know, a story broken on this show years ago.
Mm-hmm. All right, then it goes on to him working for the ABA.
Come on down and see my Badger toilet seat.
Now the Milwaukee Native is an institution. Doesn't mention him being in the Coast Guard.
No, they should have that for, you know, deep background.
That's important.
It doesn't mention his trip to Tijuana. People are fascinated by announcer, says Martsky, married with 2 grown sons. They want to know more about them. People look for me to be the guy with the stuff. That's my job. That's what I've created. And that's what I've got to do.
Rudy!
Rudy Martsky.
Sport everybody. Magazine, that's where they you can read about that, huh?
That's right. Real nice picture of him, too.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to give him some kind of ultimatum. He's got to start mentioning our names in these articles.
Yeah, we want to, you know, milk this friendship for everything it's worth.
Right. How you doing, guys?
No.
Yes.
All right, you want to talk to a guy who claims he was on Jerry Springer? Oh, you know who this is? Do you remember Joey from Mobile, Alabama?
You mean the big guy?
The guy that wanted to be our intern?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, he's on the phone, and he claims that he was on Jerry Springer and that he said our names.
Right. Huh. Hello?
Hey there.
Joey.
No, this isn't Joey.
No, who's this?
I just got a quick question. This is JFK radio station, right?
Yeah, right.
Right. Hey, my God, how come y'all aren't on the air down here anymore?
What, down in Mobile?
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
That wasn't him. He hung up.
Yeah, that's no surprise there.
Hello?
Yeah.
That's what it says on the screen now that Joey hung up.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hello, you're on the air.
Run, yeah, Joey, run.
I'm calling from my favorite terrorist school.
Pardon me?
I'm calling from Tehran, Iran. I was wondering what I had to do to get on the air.
You're calling from Tehran?
Yes.
Now, didn't we once have a guy who called us and he was an Iranian and he kidded himself about being a terrorist? Is that you?
What do you mean, kidding? I'm a terrorist, man.
Really?
So don't make me blow something up.
You better be careful with that, son.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm a mad terrorist, man. I'm going to school right now. I'm going into some of the upper division classes and stuff. They're teaching me how to build bombs.
Hold on a second, Mike. Before you get mad, I know who this is now. I have just noodled this through.
Yeah. Okay.
I believe, and boy, if I'm wrong, you're going to be stupid. Is this Shar?
No.
No, come on. This is Shar Pordonish, right?
I cannot disclose that information.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this is
the Shar of Iran,
the only Iranian-born player in the National Football League. Sharp Ordonez, because this is exactly what he was telling me.
Bravo!
When I met him over the football season.
That's a scary little way to start a conversation there, Shar.
Well, you know what, though? I'm going to get in trouble with my teachers right now because this was supposed to be a secret call, and nobody was supposed to know who I am calling in.
But, you know, when you're as big as he is, you can start a conversation any way you want to.
Hey, Shar, did you get that copy of our videotape?
Yes, I sure did. And I just want to say something for all the sick-minded people in the world that enjoy sick things like that.
Yes.
It's the best.
Oh, thank you.
And I happen to be one of them.
So. That's fantastic.
So, Shar, what's up, man? Now you got 6 beautiful months off?
Yes, it's wonderful. Like I said, I'm back in the old country going to some advanced courses in terrorism. And you know what's the most utilized thing in terrorist school?
What?
They use the blue flame a lot. They, to set off bombs and things like that, because when you go in an airplane, they can't really detect if you have gas or not. So you can, start blowing things up like that.
Hey, Shar, you're taking this thing a little too seriously, don't you think?
What?
Everybody, this is really a big football player for the Redskins. That's why we're letting him carry on like this.
A big football player.
So, Shar, listen, but before this goes any further, let me just ask you, what nation do you pledge your allegiance to?
You're going to get me in trouble.
No, you got to do it, Shar. On this show,
you can't get me in trouble.
You have to pledge allegiance.
You can't get me in trouble.
Shar, who do you pledge your allegiance to?
Oh, come on. Don't get me in trouble. That's a loaded question. Don't get me in trouble.
Shar, let me ask you.
You know the answer.
What is the answer?
You know it. So
say it.
I can't. I still got a lot of family and friends back there.
All right, but it's USA all the way, right?
I didn't hear that.
USA?
If it's USA all the way, cough once. There you go.
Beautiful. Listen, let me ask you your feelings now. I mentioned yesterday, Shar, that I didn't like John Elway. I don't have a particular reason for disliking him. And I guess maybe it's because everybody gets caught up in this, John Elway hasn't won the championship and we want his life to be perfect. And I said, son of a bitch has got a pretty perfect life going already.
You know what? If I was John Elway, I wouldn't be complaining right now. Or even before he won the Super Bowl. But you know what happens? Certain players get to that point and they get kind of rich and they get kind of snotty and they just want, something they don't have. It's a whole theory of, the grass is green on the other side. And I think it's kind of being snotty a little bit, because I think there's other people that deserve it, like myself,
Yeah, that's right, Sean. That's right, yes. Bully.
Bully, Mr. Speaker.
Hey, were you surprised with the Super Bowl?
You know what? No, because I don't know if I told you guys this before or not, but I have certain powers that allows me to read into the future, and I knew that they were going to win.
And do you know that about every football game that you play in also?
I was wrong a couple of times last year.
Yeah.
I was wrong with the Baltimore game and the St. Louis game, but I usually don't get wrong.
Other than that, he was perfect. Hey.
Yeah.
Shar, thank you for calling. Don't be a stranger.
Well, I thank you guys for having me on there and trying to get me in trouble, but that's all right.
All right, thanks, Shar.
Good luck with your off-season workout program in the Blue Flame.
Bye, dude.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love NFL guys are great, but the linemen are the best in the world.
All right, now, I had to rush him off the phone because Corn is on the line.
Oh.
Now, I would really like to get a stop set out of the way before we give Corn our ultimatum. Charlie, would you ask her if she can call back after the next stop set? Would you pick up, please, and ask her that? I thought that might have been Sharp Worth Honest, because I thought, it wasn't a guy who had called the show, it's a guy who had said it to me in person at
right.
Redskin Park one day.
It was
day.
A good call on your part.
Yeah, about what a terrorist he could have
pretty
been.
Pretty into that Shah of Iran thing, isn't he? Huh?
Yeah. Well, he's the only Iranian-born player in the whole league.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
¿Y eso qué fue?
No lo sé.
Parece que es de la casa de Pablo.
Nada me sorprendería de esa casa.
Date prisa o llegaremos tarde.
Un momento, Pablo, un momento. ¿Qué es lo que está pasando en tu casa?
¿A qué te refieres?
Me refiero a eso, nada más.
Esa es Betty.
¿Tu mujer?
Sí, está tomando clases de judo.
¿Clases de judo? ¿Y para qué?
¿Qué tienes, Pedro? ¿No lees los periódicos? El merodeador merodea otra vez. Los ciudadanos deben estar prevenidos contra el ladrón enmascarado.
¿Y para qué estudia judo?
La mujer tiene que defenderse.
¿Y para qué estás tú?
Me defenderá a mí también.
¡Ay, gallina!
Ya es tarde, muchachos.
Sí, ya vamos.
en la que les cuenta eso a mis compañeros de trabajo. La esposa del enano toma clases de judo para defenderlo.
The Don and Mike Show.
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike. Hello, Kansas.
How are you, sir?
We are great, thank you.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
The wheat's all turning gold. You should come home.
Well, I will be soon.
Well, good.
Got a Kansasism there, the wheat's turning gold?
Sure. Yeah, of course. It's the most beautiful time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to call, Don. I had a nasty green toenail cut out today, and I came home and poured myself a red beer, and I had to call.
Uh-huh.
It's called a red beer, tomato juice and beer.
Now, did you say a red beer or a red beard?
Red beer.
A red beer.
Red beer.
A red beer.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I am not...
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. You're the guest.
Well, thank you, sir.
Wow.
Every Sunday morning, as soon as you get out of Mass in Kansas, you go right across the street to the Knights Columbus Hall, and if you're old enough to see over the bar, you drink red beer.
Red beer.
Mm-hmm.
And
red
that's beer. Tomato juice and beer.
And beer.
Have you ever had one, Buzz?
I have them weekly in the summer. They're great.
Really?
Yeah, they're delicious.
You crazy man. You wild man.
Yeah, on the weekends, on a hot day, it's great.
Man, and I've never had one, but there's always tonight. There you go. I got a taste for one right now.
Yeah. I know you wanted to swap a story with me about bad toenails, and I am not quite ready yet to display my toes.
But they're on the road to recovery. You
didn't
told me
I tell
that.
You that this week?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not kidding. I got some good medicine for my feet.
That's good.
And you know what I'm using? I'm using like jock itch stuff.
Cruex.
Lotrim.
Lotrimin.
Yes.
Are your toes getting hairy?
No, my toes are looking beautiful. As a matter of fact, well, I hesitate to take off my left shoe now because that's the prettiest of the 2 feet.
Really? But I remember what the toe looked like the last time you showed it.
Well, I got 2 bad feet. I got the big toe on my right foot is still not for public consumption.
Hey, but you're treating that aggressively, right?
Yes, and my left foot, well, see, I think it looks great, but
you think it's pool ready?
No, it's not quite pool ready, and it's also not sandal ready.
It's not sandal ready. Don and I were having that discussion in the office before the show about sandals, and he wasn't critiquing, but he was commenting on my hard shoes with the...
Mike's got this look when he wears shorts that he wears like dress shoes with no socks with his shorts.
Shiny
and
black shoes. And he commented on that, and I said, well, you know, I thought that I'd go with this option because the other option I thought would leave me open to more ridicule. I was going to go with the sandals, which Don said he would prefer the sandals.
Yeah,
and,
but you got to wear like the Hercules sandals.
Yes, the ones that are like wrapped around. Yeah, right. I'll be going out to buy those. I actually do want to wear my. You know, the sandals in the last 2 years they've come up with new designs for sandals with.
You know, my wife got me some that are like Shaquille O'Neal.
They're cool. They're the greatest
combination of sneaker.
Yes.
And sandals.
And you have the Velcro on them, and and they've got the rubber pads, so they're comfortable. Not like sandals used to be with the little thong thing that went in between your toes, which I couldn't stand.
Horrible.
That would tear my feet up.
Yeah. I'll say this, though. Your hard shoes do take attention away from your acne, though.
Yes, they do. But the acne, as you'll notice, remember that caller we had yesterday that said it was razor burn and it was irritation that was caused by shaving? I went without shaving today.
Good.
And I feel better, and it seems to be... That is also... Maybe I should try some Lotrimin on it or something
right,
like
come
that.
Here. Take a look at my left foot.
All right, I'm going to come around and take a look.
I will show you my left foot.
Yeah.
Now, I'm afraid that... See, I'm feeling very good about the way my toes are looking
I understand,
now.
Because it's a big improvement over what you had before.
Peeling off a sock.
Now, doesn't that look like more of a normal foot?
That toe
cured?
Is awesome.
Isn't that nice?
Wow, that's
right.
Great.
Look how
neatly manicured my toenails
that
are.
That toe, that was a white, chalky
thank you.
Mess the
thank
last
you.
Time I saw it. It is a clear,
thank
normal
you.
Toe.
Oh, I'm
thank
sorry.
You, Mike.
I am pleasantly surprised.
Thank you.
That is really, that is, and the other one, though, not progressing as fast.
You don't want to see the other one.
Yeah.
I'll show you. I'll just show just you the other one.
Okay, because I remember what the other one looked like.
All right.
All right.
I have one that may be similar.
The heartbreak of toenail fungus.
The other one is...
No, but the other one is better in better shape.
The other one is investigating.
You're just kind. You know what that is? That's 12 years of working with him.
Yeah.
You're just being kind.
No, I'd be honest. I'd tell you, if I was the last time you shed those socks and you had that toe worked on, those both toenails, especially that one on the right, was a chalky. It was like, it looked like it was completely worn away, and it looked like...
Oh, God, my socks stink. Oh, God, my socks. Wow. Really, really stink. You know, no matter how beautiful my feet get, they still stink. Like my dad's feet used to stink.
You don't have the gift. This is an entire day of wearing a hard shoe with no sock. And there is literally not even one iota of foot odor in this shoe.
Stiff and smell to your heart's delight, Mike.
God, it's just leather. It's like you just got it out of a shoe store.
Here, smell these socks.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Smell my socks.
But the toenails, both toenails.
Looking better.
Use that stuff you're using and keep doing that because the other one is completely clear.
Buzz, why don't you come in drop shoe.
Okay.
And let's compare bad toes to that. Mike, you be the arbitrary judge.
Does Buzz have bad toes also?
Buzz got one awful toe.
Okay, all right.
So, Buzz, come on in.
All right.
Yeah, you just go over there by Mike. I don't need to see your toe. But I will take Mike's call on this.
This is the surprise appearance of Buzz's feet. He is not prepared for this. You never know what's going to happen when this...
Buzz wearing his ballet shoes today.
Oh, God.
Does he win? Does he win?
As far as the worst quality, that of the three toes I've looked at, that may be the worst toe I've seen.
Hey,
go take a look at his.
I have to get on his regimen.
All right, go take a look at his bad one. And compare it to yours. Don, you have to see this, too.
That.
My God.
Good for me!
I think I saw that toe in short...
This one bad.
You know what, Mike?
What?
I think mine's got more like green and white goo in it, though.
I didn't look that closely.
You know what?
Sure I want to know.
Listen, Buzz, I'll be honest. I really think...
Wait, hold on.
That's a pretty fugly toe, but I think...
All right, I'm sorry, guys. I'm the arbiter here. I want to see those toes side by side.
Right,
come on,
over here.
I'll let you know who's got the word.
All right, come here. Step over.
Hey, buddy.
Step over.
All right,
look at that.
That one.
Well, you don't have much toenail left, Buzz.
That's true.
That looks like yours has that stump quality to it. But,
yes, it does.
But I didn't really take a look. And the second one on this foot is in bad shape also.
It used to be worse.
But they're both very, very ugly. Tie goes to the runner.
There's no cure, you know.
Buzz, welcome to the show.
See, Don has you have a gookier toenail as far as but
Buzz just looks like it's completely being eaten away.
So, listen, who would you say, then, has the worst toenail of me or Buzz?
Well, the thing that bothered me, the gook and stuff, and I didn't see a lot of gook, but it looked like your nail was coming back healthier. Buzz's nail looked like it was more powdery, and there was less nail. There was all this.
Who has the worst toenail, me or Buzz?
I gotta go, Buzz. That toenail bothered me.
Yeah. Well, it bothers me.
That toenail bothered. I gotta be honest.
High five, Mike. High five.
I'd high five you, but you were
just touching my.
You
toe.
Were just touching those socks.
It bothered me for years.
And now, are you treating it with the same stuff he's using?
No, because I did not hear this tip until today, so I'm gonna try it.
Well, and what you do? Don't get the spray can.
Right.
It's like a little
tube.
Yeah, and what you do is I squeeze it out on like a Q-tip at night,
right.
And then I actually have to like paint my toenails with
this
junk.
But it's easier than that vinegar solution that somebody came up with.
Well, Buzz came up with that.
No, my doctor came up with
that. Douching my toe in vinegar.
Right, I've got news for you. Your doctor is wrong.
I didn't stick with the right.
This is a happy day for me. Yeah. I no longer have the ugliest toes on the show.
I think, I got to be honest, and I saw what I saw.
Hey!
Comparatively, where your toe was 3 months ago, I mean, that's unbelievable.
And now listen, let's all feel better. Boy, he'll take your shoes off.
Now, I remember this.
See,
if I remember, this is...
These yellow jaundiced toes.
This is an exploration in the world of green, if I think
it was kind of yellow.
And the other thing, since I haven't...
Look how eager you are to do this. You know it's going to make me barf.
Well, my nails are long, too, because since I had my casts on, I couldn't do anything to them, so they're kind of long.
When you had your cast on.
When he had his cast on his hand.
Yeah.
Right.
What does that have to do with your feet?
You had another hand.
Let me see him. Put him up on the...
What did you do?
I cracked my toes.
Those are not bad.
You know, your
those
feet
are
don't,
not bad.
They don't look as yellow as they used
those
to.
Those are not bad at all. Now,
thank you.
Now, he chose the foot. The other foot, okay?
I'll...
No, I'll take your word for it if you think the other foot is okay.
You think Rob's got some ugly feet?
I think Rob does. Rob had toe surgery. Remember when he had ingrown toenails? Rob?
Come here, Rob.
Come on, Rob.
We want to see your feet.
We're all show... And you know something?
I think we should include Jimmy the intern in this. I think we might have a winner there. I know, absolutely.
Hello, Robe.
How have yours been? You got brand new sneakers. Look at those.
You like them? These are my new Fat Albert shoes. Atlanta. You know I have the old Fat Albert.
Come on, take your shoes off, RJ. I've seen them.
You can land a helicopter on those.
I'm in Munster shoes.
Land a helicopter while you wear them. These are pilot shoes.
Are the feet in good shape?
I have no idea. I don't look at them.
You don't? Oh, God.
You can't see them, Mike.
All right, here we go.
I can't see them beyond my belly.
All right, I'm waiting to check them out here.
And let me see.
I think they're not bad.
Youthful. I have to say youthful.
Put
it on the board, Rob.
He's got youthful feet.
Baby-like.
Doesn't he have baby-like?
Yeah. Feet are in the eye of the beholder, man.
Those are some gross feet you got, Rob.
They don't look that bad to me. They appear to be clean, though.
Well,
Jimmy?
I shower, you know, several times a
Jimmy,
week.
Like, now scurrying, like trying to find anything, scissors, anything to trim.
Jimmy? Jimmy, let's see your feet.
Get them in here,
Jimmy. Although I bet he has chicks bite his toenails off.
All right, oh, this is going to be, I just know.
I'm betting he has good toenails.
Okay, I'm betting his are good. Let's see what happens.
He's a clean boy.
All right.
He's a California kid.
Put your feet up here. Those are like the most normal looking, those are the most normal feet I've seen today.
That's a perfect male.
Wow.
That's massive. All right.
Well, join us next time.
No, that's a perfect male. I'm sorry.
You're looking at your own feet.
Yes, I am. That is God.
Will you stop it?
Wow. I mean, really, looking at all these feet, look at the nail. Look at that's a gorgeous foot. That is a gorgeous. Can I keep my shoes off for the rest of the show?
Sure. knock yourself out, Mike.
Bummer.
And I need somebody to wash out these socks for me. I cannot wear these babies back home again now. We've got a break. Thank you, everybody, for dropping shoe.
Sure.
And are you there, Phil?
Of course.
Phil, thank you for starting all of this.
Oh, thank you. Hey, can I ask Rob A. one question?
Yes.
Got milk?
Got milk.
Thanks, that's all.
Now, why are you asking Rob A. Got Milk? Because I know that's the milk commercial campaign. What's that?
Oh, just from yesterday, and you said he couldn't see his feet.
He couldn't see his feet. I don't get it.
What does that have to do with Got Milk? Is that about your boobs?
Yeah. What is it? Sir, explain.
That was it. Sorry.
Well, what did it mean, though?
Because Rob has large breasts?
I have actually never seen Rob.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
Please.
Got brains?
Hey, only where they count.
Game, set, and match to Rob's B-Way.
Yeah, only where they count.
Thank you, my friend.
Isn't that great?
You know what he meant. You know, little head doing the thinking for the big head. You know, got all his brains between his legs.
Here's a bad example of how to be a call.
Blow your brains out.
Yeah, that great idea with the feet. It precipitates that wonderful foot discussion. Then you just got to go one more time.
That's the beauty of the show, Mike.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
All right, now let's get a jam session going here.
Okay, very good.
This is all born because one of my goofy neighbors actually suggested to me that I get together with other guys in my neighborhood to form like a garage band.
You'd dig it. You'd know you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
No, it's not you. It's
no, I'm not. It
violates all your rules.
It would. You know, I got a good relationship with all of my neighbors because I never socialize with them.
Right, yeah. Right.
I got the greatest relationship because here's what it is. You drive by, and you wave.
That's it.
Halloween, you bring the kids to their house. I got one party a year that I have to go to in my neighborhood, the big Christmas party.
Right.
And other than that, I could pick my neighbors out of a lineup.
But they know you as a good neighbor, and that's what's important.
So I thought, no, I certainly wouldn't want to jam with my neighbors, but
right.
What about some of our listeners?
Sure.
Now we have the piano. Oh, we got the piano.
All right, good. We got the piano. That's good.
Here is Cliff.
How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Cliff,
yeah.
let's hear that piano, my friend.
All right, here you go.
Oh, that's a Simpsons, right?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Were you doing that one-handed, Cliff?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
All right, good man. Hold the line. Cliff, now here is Bob. Bob is the guy with the trumpet. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
Bob?
How you doing?
Can we hear your trumpet?
Can you hear me? Are we doing Louie Louie? What, we going to do Louie Louie?
Yeah, we will try Louie Louie.
All right, let me give a little piece of it.
All right, let me hear your trumpet.
Are you a professional, Bob?
Semi-professional.
Semi-professional. Very good.
All right, hold the line. Now, if all the guys we put together can actually do a song that sounds anything like the actual song they're supposed to be doing,
with the technical obstacles, it will be a true triumph if we're able to pull this off.
But if they can do it, then I'll win prizes. Now, here's Jim from California, and Jim, you have what? Did you have rhythm or bass?
I had the bass.
Okay. Bass. Can you really crank that up, Jim? Because we were having trouble hearing it earlier.
Sure.
Okay.
course.
He's doing a little jam session
here. The guitars need to be louder, and the trumpet needs to be muted or softer, if you can get it.
Good luck with this setup, Buzz.
Yeah,
boy, Jim clearing a little lunger out of the way there? See, you need that. I think the bass in this case is really going to drive the band. It sounds good, Jim.
All right, hold on there, Jim, now.
What?
Joining us in Tampa, here is, I said it again, it's St. Pete, really. Here's Patrick.
How you doing?
Doing great. And, Pat, you have an electric guitar?
Yes, I have an important question before we do this.
Yes.
I think the other musicians will agree with it. Can we agree on a key to play in?
Well, hold on. Let's put them all together. Let's put all these guys together now. You know, we're still without percussion. We have no drummer.
All
now,
right.
Let's see. We have...
I'm looking at A-flat, man.
A flat, okay with all you guys?
A flat. Should we try to figure out some way to we can do a sound check thing?
Why don't you guys play in Shelley Duvall? That's A flat. All right, yeah, sure. Go ahead, guys. Do a warm up or whatever you got to do.
Okay.
Shelley Duvall is a flat.
There's my A.
All right, they're just doing a little warm up right now. Nice A.
In a key of A.
Oh. So now these guys all hold the phone up to their shoulders while they're playing.
And it's an easy meter on this, as the drummer would say.
I'd say these guys got it.
Yeah.
All right, so Bob on trumpet's going to be the solo guy.
Ba-da-da, ba-da, ba-da-da.
Right now, they're just really kind of like playing it, but they're not all coordinated.
That's pretty good, though, for four guys on the telephone from all around the country. If there's a drummer out there, that would make this band so sweet.
Uh-huh. It's got to be a drummer, man. We get drummers calling this show all the time.
Boom, boom.
There we go.
You know, they're pretty excellent considering the fact that these are all just guys. These guys that never met each other.
The possibilities are limitless.
I really didn't think it would happen this fast or this easy. I'd have to change songs. Get them to do like Star Spangled Banner or something.
Or like Johnny Be Good.
Hey, guys?
Yeah.
Are y'all there? Cliff, Jim, Bob, yeah. Patrick?
Yeah.
Hold the piano guy still play. Piano guy? Hey, listen, y'all kicked some ass. That
way to go,
great.
Guys.
Yeah.
That's hard to do over the phone.
Hey, you're going
to
sing? Are you going to sing over that now?
Can you play it back, man?
All right. Yeah, I tell you what. We'll sing.
All right.
We'll sing.
All right. Thank you. I'll play piano, man.
Okay, so we're gonna sing Louie Louie.
Well, hold
right?
on. Are we singing Louie Louie, or do you want to do Piano Man by Elton John?
By Billy Joel, you mean?
You what?
No, you don't want to do Piano Man by Billy Joel. No.
No, we don't want to do her song.
Sing me a song, the out of it. Now, John, at the bar is a friend of mine. It gets me my drinks for free. And he's quick for the joke or a light of your smoke. But there's some place that he'd rather be. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, right. Kind of carried away there.
Wow. We don't want Piano Man, but we will do Louie Louie. Guys, in the key of A, with Mike and I singing, and are you ready?
A flat.
And here we go, Ann. You guys ready?
A flat, okay.
Are you guys ready?
Give him the countdown.
Okay, and one, two, one, two, three, four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it sounded better before we started singing. It was a bit of a train wreck right there. And he's talking to Davy, who's still in the Navy, and probably will be for life.
Well, listen, we got prizes for you guys.
Bravo, guys!
Way to go. You had Shag... Shag... All right, you want to try it one time, go ahead with the Piano Man.
Hold on.
Boring me to death at Piano Man, though.
Piano players, man. They're educated.
Big pain in the ass, piano players.
All right, Cliff, go ahead.
Oh, that's beautiful, man.
That's got to be the guitarist that
saying
that.
Moves me.
Diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle-diddle.
They asked me to play the Cheers song.
Hey, yeah. Cliff?
Yeah, all right. Piano Man was not a big hit.
I know, yeah.
With our impromptu jam session.
Somebody's got a harmonica. That's the piano guy, I think.
Hey, guys?
Yeah.
Listen, all of you guys, y'all win prizes here.
Bravo, gentlemen! Yeah,
you guys did better. I thought it would take us like an hour to get people put together to do this, but you guys were incredible and with no drummer.
Don, I think this is only the beginning. I think this can be bigger and better. We can make it better than it was before.
Well, listen, guys, you've each won a pay-per-view of The Saint.
Oh, boy, I saw that movie this weekend. Not worth getting?
Well, it's free.
Get a pay-per-view of the Sex, Pies, and Videotape.
Well, let's not get out of hand here, okay? You'll take The Saint and you'll like it.
Oh, okay.
The Price is Right. Val Kilmer and his gigantic lips in the movie The Saint, now playing on pay-per-view, we'll give you guys that. But, you know what? Let me give each of you guys $50, too.
Yeah, okay?
There you go.
Who doesn't like money? Okay?
Money's good.
All right, so get
the gig,
get the money, and get the movie, and that would be Cliff and Jim and Bob and Patrick.
Thank you,
dudes.
Woo! Thank you.
We should come out to your show Thursday night and play for you.
Oh no,
all right.
No.
Oh no, that might be fun. Except,
All-Star Jam.
Yeah, but how will we get your instruments in there?
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
All right, well, guys, listen, play us out of here as we go to break.
I'll make you horny.
Try something different though. How about? Do you know anything about the Beach Boys?
No.
How about Star Spangled Banner? No. You know, Louie Louie is like the only universal song there is, right? What about Have a Holly Jolly Christmas? How about
Jingle Bells? That's the easiest one to do.
Do you guys know Jingle Bells? There it is.
Everybody. Oh man! Yeah.
Yeah.
In with a shout and out with a whimper.
Whatever. I guess I should have stopped when we were ahead.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Cliff and Jim and Bob and Patrick. Now, is that a record or is a guy really playing that? He's really playing that much? I love that song. Whatever that song is, the ba bum ba bum song.
That was the was that you, Jim?
That was Patrick.
And what was that you were playing, Patrick?
I'm playing a Fender Telecaster. I decided to take over. I do that on stage, too, sometimes.
What was the song? What's that called?
Play that out on the key of G.
What is the song? Yeah.
I play it in E. It's Pipeline.
Pipeline. Okay, right. All right. Play us out with that, guys. Here they are.
Here we go. From
the Off the Phone Rebos.
Rebos.
This is the music that's playing in my head 24 hours a day. That's why I can't sleep at night.
Get the bass and guitar player on the same frequency.
Yeah, baby. Cool.
That's good.
They're pretty good.
Thank you, fellas.
All right, they're going to play us out. And on that, we'll be right back. More show coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
I'm enjoying your show very much in regard to the topic of circumcision. I was in Washington, D.C., and I heard an interview on the radio by a Dr. Robert Spiewak. I don't know if any of you are familiar with him. He's in the forefront of the anti-circumcision movement, and I heard him on an interview on the Don and Mike show, and he contends that the actions against circumcision here in this country were started by men that were totally into ass play, and that simply because there are just a lot of men that like to stick this where...
Okay. Okay. You know anything about this?
I know nothing about that. What was the name of this doctor?
It's Dr. Robert Spiewak.
And he says that he's against circumcision?
He's actually for circumcision because he states that later on in life, if you're not circumcised, many men develop health problems.
Well,
for example, penis cheese and things like this.
He's clearly uninformed. And to say that this springs forth from the gay movement, who had the opportunity to see one penis after another and began to see the extensive scars.
He actually has a pretty informative newsletter that I get by email. I think it comes out once a month. It's entitled "Leave My Penis Alone."
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that caller. Okay.
Satan's gay story, or the couple that had five babies. What time is it in Melbourne, Australia?
Man, you got me on that one. Let me check. It would be a lot earlier than it is here, right?
4:30 a.m.
Or it's tomorrow, one of the two.
Well, we got a letter.
Good eye, Mike. We called Australia like in the wee hours, I think.
We got a letter, a very nice letter, from a lady named Kara, who listens to our show, who was in Australia and found a listing for Don and Mike's Chinese restaurant. Now, I know that there's a Don and Mike's Chinese restaurant somewhere in the Carolinas I take it back. It's in Florida.
Florida.
In Florida, that we've gotten pictures of it and we've called it.
We've actually had a good conversation there once, and we've had like a hang-up once there.
What time is it there, Buzz?
It's 8:37 a.m. tomorrow in Sydney, Australia.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Cool.
Tuesday the 13th.
What's the area code there?
I'll go look that up.
Because I don't see... What she did was... She just ripped a page right out of the Melbourne, Australia phone book.
Don and Mike's Chinese restaurant.
Chinese and American restaurant. Szechuan, Hunan, Cantonese, open 11 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
Well, maybe they're in there. You know, a lot of preparation, a lot of that food preparation goes into Chinese food, shopping and all that.
011613 is the call-in code for Australia.
As I show my total knowledge of Chinese cooking.
Oh, no, you're right, Mike. Lots of chopping.
Lots
of spicing.
Sure. Nice spice.
Lots of making everything bubbly.
Yeah.
With peanuts.
I love peanuts.
Oh, I hate peanuts. God.
You don't like peanuts in food?
Oh, I like them fine.
Kung Pao, but they don't like you?
Right. Ow.
When you eat Kung Pao, it's Kung Pao.
Call cannot be completed.
I might as well just eat bullets. Fire them out of my butt.
2-1-D.
Hey, that would be a traveling show. See if we could do that at our next Las Vegas-style show. All right. Hi. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm holding up a target. Don has just enjoyed a full meal of Kung Pao shrimp.
Imagine if they had that at the Wither Olympics.
Oh, man.
A bunch of guys bending over like Jim Carrey to talk on their bus. Boom!
Yeah.
Boom!
But they have to ski.
Boom!
They have to ski first. Have to ski like cross-country ski to the target.
What was the area code again, Buzz?
011.
All right. Hold on. 011613. That's it?
Try that. Calling Australia and Don and Mike's Chinese American restaurant. That means you can get a steak when they have that American afterward. Oh, there you go. I guess would chicken cashew nut do the same thing to you?
Mm-hmm. It's a loaded weapon.
Hey!
We are sorry. Your international call cannot be completed as dialed.
Well, why not?
Please check the number and dial again. Right,
what city are you calling in Australia? Again?
Melbourne.
Yeah, okay. That's the right number. 011-613. It just seems to me the concept of calling around the world as we're doing right now is truly amazing.
It is.
It's 10,000 miles from here.
It's a lot of underground stuff. It's like when Elvis was explaining to all his henchmen how they make movies. There's a tub of water and a bunch of little boats.
Yeah.
Now, you see, if you move the camera in very closely, it appears that the boats are at sea.
Your international call cannot be completed as dialed.
Pleases me greatly.
Number and
this is truly amazing. We're actually talking along fiber optics. The travel of the world.
All right, I'll try an operator.
Yeah. Speed of light.
Although I bet it's that thing where she says, I can't connect you because of some cockamamie AT&T or MCI thing.
Yeah. Oh, for cockamamie.
Enter the number you wish to call. Area code first.
Area code buzz? 011.
Press 0 now.
613.
I was watching the Detroit Pistons over the weekend, play part of a basketball game.
Process your response. To make a select call, press 1-1 now. To build this call to a calling card or to a credit card.
It's the money thing. That's why they're saying that.
I press 0. What did that do?
Please hold for operator assistance.
Operator, now we'll get it all cleared up.
So I'm watching the Detroit Pistons, and they got this guy, Joe Dumars.
MCI, may I help you?
And they call him Joe D.
Joe D.
Joe D.
Hi-oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, listen, this is Don and Mike. We're the most famous disc jockeys in America. We're doing our radio show right now, national show, and we'd like to call this number in Melbourne, Australia.
Okay. We're going to bill this to you directly?
Yes.
Yes.
You know what? Bill me twice.
They keep using MCI.
Thank you.
Hey, that was too easy.
Yeah.
Boy, okay. That's scary, isn't it? But I'm not going.
Oh, she's still there.
I am. I've got to make sure you're going to Australia. That's
see?
What I thought.
Oh, you're sorry.
Yeah.
Your international call cannot be completed as dialed.
So we got.
What is that, lady?
The number and dial again. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Our country code for Australia is 6-1. You got that right.
6-1.
And what city are you calling in Australia?
Melbourne.
Okay, let me look it up and make sure it's 3.
It's a 3.
Did you already look that up yourself?
Uh-huh.
Yes. The sexually awkward Buzz Burbank.
Yeah, that's our newsman. Buzz, say hi to this nice operator.
Hi, nice lady.
Hi.
He's very clumsy on the rack.
Well,
he's like a schoolboy.
Here.
What?
And you're calling 259-1047?
Yes.
It's not happening.
All right, try 259-6245.
Hey, while you're doing that, operator?
Yes.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Paul McCartney.
Operator.
That was a quick response.
Yeah.
And highly disappointing.
Okay, you really find it again.
Do you really look like Paul McCartney?
No.
Doesn't she sound like she has hottie potential?
Mm-hmm.
International call.
She's an operator, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Sits around all day.
It's not happening. I'm so disappointed. I want to get this call through for you.
Can you look up? The name of the place is Don and Mike's Chinese and American Restaurant. And it's on Wickham Road in Melbourne, Australia.
We think there is a good chance that this restaurant may be being run by our Australian twins.
Well, then I have to get you to International Directory Assistance pronto.
Oh, boy.
Boy, a lot of trouble calling around the world.
Do you think they're like phone sex girls? That most of them are very overweight?
I don't know.
Probably have bad, a name in the city of the party you're looking for.
Bad hemorrhoids from sitting down all day?
Sir?
Hello, what's that?
Could I please have the name and the city of the party you're looking for?
Okay, Melbourne, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for Don and Mike's Chinese and American Restaurant.
Don and Mike?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Chinese and American Restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
Please hold.
Thank you.
She did not sound the same as the last lady.
Marge Ballbrooker.
I always thought with the operators it was the age thing. You know, that they would be women in their 60s, 50s and 60s.
Uh-oh.
You know, with the tenure and all, doing that job for a long time.
And why would you call a number? If they got that technology where it says, what do you want? And you say, like, Circuit City? And they say, what city? Mm-hmm. And then they say, hold on. And you got to go through the whole thing again with a live operator.
It's ridiculous.
That automated system sucks.
It's no need. There's no need for it. Doesn't
Hello?
Speed up my time. Hello? Operator?
Hello? Operator?
Operator, would you help me place this call?
You can keep the dime. You've been more than kind. Well, all right, screw that noise.
Well, that's a shame. I would have loved to at least... how about, did you try Mick Dundee?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great.
Hey, I've been there. I'm actually going again Friday. And I've been to that restaurant, I believe, on Wakeham Street.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, it's just kind of a greasy spot where they...
Hey.
Just a buffet.
Come on now, it's more than that.
Come on, it's named after us, man.
It's got to have something special about it. Did you meet Don or Mike?
Hello.
Sounds like we're on the line with Australia again.
Hey, everybody, out of my way!
Out of my way, I'm Hitler!
Okay, well, another day, another time.
Yeah, we'll get in touch with them. Eventually we will. We always find those places.
Let's move on to Satan is Gay.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Don, I just wanted to tell you, I had the same problem with that automated system, and I hated it. And I called, I don't know if you guys have Bell Atlantic down there, but as soon as they ask for the city, just push the star sign, you get a live operator.
Well, I don't want to, see, but my point is, I don't want the live operator. I want the automated. I want, if you got the automated,
you know, no human contact.
You make it work. Anyway. Right.
Yeesh, I don't know.
All right, but thank you for the shortcut,
thank you,
my friend. Now, I usually do the same thing he suggests, but I dial zero, and I wonder if you dial star if you get through to an operator quicker.
And listen, about MCI and AT&T,
yeah.
I'll let my wife tell you. We're getting all these checks from AT&T again, and we dump them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I think we switched to MCI, but MCI doesn't. I don't know.
You're lucky to have a choice.
Yeah. You don't have a choice?
I'm a prisoner of GTE.
Where do you live, Russia?
You know where I live, out in the middle of nowhere.
Right, Russia. One, you know, Russia, Virginia.
Dixie cups and strings.
Hey, honey?
Yes, my boo-boo.
Which company did we just get the check from who we canceled the phone service with?
No, this is what's funny. We have reinstated our AT&T. Well, we got a $100 check before Christmas from them, so we said, okay, well, we'll go ahead and go back to AT&T. And we put the one line, but we didn't do the other. Well, anyway, we didn't have any phone service on the other, so I went ahead with no check and switched the other one back to AT&T just to have them both the same. And then they sent us an $80 check, and I thought, all right, well, they must have sent that out before they got the word we switched it. And then we get another $80 check yesterday that I just cashed today. I mean, they're sending us money, and we're their customers.
And who's our long-distance carrier?
And AT&T, and these letters keep saying, we miss you since you're gone, and I'm not gone, but they're paying me. And so I got more pocket money today. I went to cash a check.
Yeah, as long as they keep sending you the checks, don't hip them on that one.
Yeah,
all right, honey.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we got GTE. I think that's what we have out where we are. And there is no option because I had a meltdown when we lost service the other day. And I talked to somebody and I said, what are the other, you know, when I got my attitude up and I said, what are some of the other carriers that we can get out here? And she said, in your area, sir, none. And she had that kind of polite way, but you know that she's just giving herself a little mental high five. Yeah, okay, bad attitude.
Next time you get that situation, say this.
Out of my way, I'm Hitler.
Hello?
Hello?
It works all the time.
Don and Mike Show. You're calling from Maine, right?
That's right.
Are you under a big-ass icicle?
Yeah. Speaking of no phone service.
Yeah. No, I live on the coast, and we had it pretty good here.
Yeah, Portland didn't get whacked too bad.
No, and I'm south of Portland.
I thought I saw Portland, Maine did get whacked real bad.
Well, it was such a fine line with that ice storm that I think it was the north side of Portland that got really nasty weather, and then down where I think where my cousin lives, they didn't get hit that bad.
Just go a few miles inland from here, and it's a disaster.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Wickham Road.
Yeah.
In Melbourne, Florida, not Melbourne, Australia.
No. I am aware that the Don and Mike restaurant in Florida is Melbourne, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also Melbourne, Australia.
And they're both on Wickham Road in either city. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, I don't know, smart guy. Hold on.
So you're saying that there are similarities. There are too many similarities between the
hold
one
on.
And... What does it say? Does it say Melbourne?
Lady,
write this in the letter right here. First, she went to the one in Melbourne, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Later, traveling, Melbourne, Australia.
Very good.
Oh, she's pulling the wool over your eyes.
But yeah, she's lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's lying. Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Bye. Thank you, Oliver Stone. Bye-bye.
Out of my way, I'm Hitler.
Bye-bye.
Beware.
Everybody's Mr. Helper, aren't they? Okay.
So there's one in Melbourne, Florida, and one in Melbourne, Australia.
That is amazing.
Where's the page of the things?
Right here. Find it fast.
Does it have that Australian look to it?
Look in the book.
Or does it look American?
It looks Australian because it's got absolutely no area codes or anything.
Right.
It looks Australian. The Fairways Restaurant. Frankie's Wings and Things.
Well, the best way to check that out would be to get the Melbourne, Florida area code and dial the number. And if we got through, then we'd know it was an American yellow page.
But then I would appear to be an idiot, Mike.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, yes, I would.
You were just believing what the lady said in the letter.
Oh, I hate to think that she'd be lying. What is the area code in Melbourne, Florida? Somebody, very quickly, right now.
Right now.
Jump!
Mr. Geronimo,
anybody
upset?
Anybody?
Hurry up.
All right, I'm just going to pick numbers at random. I got it.
Till we get the real one.
Got it.
Oh, Oh, no. Could this be Melba? Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ.
The guy in Maine was right.
I'm away. I'm Hitler.
I told you. I'm a buffoon, man. The guy in Florida was right. I'm an idiot.
Well,
I'm a king idiot.
No.
Charles Broyhill, I take everything back I said about you. You're so much smarter than I am. Thank you. I'm a dope.
Oh, no.
I'm a super dope.
Well, why didn't she give us yellow pages from Australia?
Well, I didn't read the whole letter. Melbourne, Australia.
Give
it in my wallet for safekeeping. That's where it said. I forgot about it till now. But then we're now just receiving. Please know my thoughts with the both of you as I defaced the yellow pages 12 months ago. I'm going back to the end of January.
Oh, all right. What did it say at the end?
This one is from Melbourne, Florida.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't have the phone number for the one in Melbourne, Australia.
But couldn't we get information for the one in Melbourne, Australia?
Well, I just asked the lady, and she said that there was no such place.
No place, so she might be lying.
Okay, and Yeah. Okay. All right, well... All right, that was my bad.
I thought it was a lovely exercise.
That was my bad.
I'm away. I'm Hitler.
Now we will just move past it and forget that it ever happened.
Erase it.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, these guys play more rock than my golf swing.
Metal Christmas. Join Bob and his guests, Sammy Hagar, Metallica, Def Leppard, Ozzy Osbourne, Anthrax, and Poison. Bob's heaviest metal Christmas yet, with special guest appearances by Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, along with Brooke Shields and the AP All-America football team.
Hi, this is Bob Metal Madness Hope. Hey, who's that wild guitar I'm supposed to play?
Rock with Bob tonight on NBC for Bob Hope's Heavy Metal Christmas.
The Don and Mike Show.
What did ever they say? It got to be funky. The Don's and Mike.
I'll drink to that.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'm getting married on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Like every man, my fiance, wants two girls. And I'm so not into that, so I wanted, I found two women that will do that for him.
Oh, no, listen, we've had all kinds of calls about this, and we opened up our office today, and the only people that came down was the very nice married couple that wanted to try to conceive.
No.
And we thought that was the work of God.
I just need to know how I'm supposed to let him know this.
Are you supposed to let him know what?
What, that you've gotten two women for him to have sex? Is this your husband or your boyfriend?
Right. We're getting married Sunday.
This is your fiancé.
Yes.
And you want your fiancé to have sex with two women.
And you're asking us to tell him, to ask how to tell him?
Yeah, I mean, should I just, set it up and tell him to go wherever?
How many days before you get married?
Sunday,
you're getting married.
And you want your husband, when do you want your husband to have sex with two women?
Are you calling from Earth?
Yes. I just want him to do it to get it over with before we're married.
Mm-hmm. So you want him to have sex with two women before Sunday?
Well, I don't want him to, but I mean...
You know, normally we don't get involved in these kinds of domestic disputes, but I might be willing to call your husband.
I think so. Yeah.
To break the bad news to him that he has to have sex with two other women before he gets married on Sunday.
Because his fiancée just wants him to get it over with.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on. Give us his phone number, okay?
The phone number?
Yeah, hold on. You give it to us off the air. We'll call him up.
No way.
Well, why did you call us then?
No, I just want to know, should I tell him that I'm going to do this, or should I just set it up and then tell him?
Now, what kind of a question is that?
Come on.
Like you needed us to tell you?
Yeah, I mean, how am I supposed to be going about this?
Well, draw him a picture. I don't care how you tell him.
But I have a prediction for you. I think it'll be great for the marriage.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no better way to start a commitment. Get all that messy stuff out of the way before you promise in the eyes of God and all that other blah, blah, blah stuff.
Absolutely. Have him have sex with two women that he doesn't know and then walk down the aisle 2 days later and then everything will be just dreamy because he'll never have the urge to have sex with like four women after that.
Oh, well, see, that will never happen.
All right. Why?
Because we're married.
Yeah, but you just let him have sex with two women.
But we're not married, so to me that's.
Mm-hmm.
Are you committed to each other right now?
Yeah.
Well, then you really shouldn't let him have sex with two women now.
Okay.
Listen to our, man, our wives right now are like high-fiving each other over there going, but I'm sorry, this is what, I can't believe any woman would be doing this.
Me either. That's why I want to call the guy. Yeah. I think this is a...
You know, because he's been talking about it a lot lately, so it's like, okay.
Well, and explain how he's been talking
and
about
you,
it a lot.
What, like at the rehearsal dinner? When has he been talking a lot about having sex with two women?
As you're making your plans, picking your caterer, you know, getting the DJ all lined up.
What he wants is me and another woman. And that is not going to happen.
So you would rather... You know, have you thought about just saying no? Just one woman, you?
Yeah, or maybe asking him if you're good enough for him?
Oh, I know I am.
Well, then why does he want another woman?
Because don't all guys want that?
Yeah, but it doesn't mean we all get it. Doesn't mean we all act on that animal-like instinct. Yeah, but we're civilized.
But if it came right down to it, would you do it?
What the hell's wrong with you?
I'm married. That would ruin my marriage.
What the hell? I'm sorry. I'm not going to get upset here, but what is wrong? What is wrong with you?
Nothing.
Doesn't make sense. This is against all the laws that I've been taught in the laws of marriage, getting ready for a wedding.
Dogs and cats merging together as one.
What planet is this?
Really? Are you goofing us? Is this like a fake call?
It's got to be a fake call.
I'm seriously thinking about it, just to, you know.
Why?
I don't know.
No, tell us. Don't say, I don't know. Why are you thinking about it?
I guess because I've wanted to do it and get it over with before we're married.
Well, why not just give him carte blanche? Give him the whole week to do as many girls as he can.
No way.
No way.
It seems like I'm controlling this.
That's where she draws the line.
But two are okay.
But I'm controlling it.
What about seriously saying, hey, you know, we're committed to each other, and that's it. No, you know, take that fantasy and shove it.
Okay, I can do that, too.
My God.
Either way. I don't get it. I'm totally confused.
Listen, there's a moral part of me that says no, but then there's another part of me that says, you know, if this guy has hit the lottery and has somehow, you know, gotten a woman that will let him do it, go ahead, let him
sure,
do it.
Sure.
And don't even make him use a condom. It's really just, tempt fate.
It's just there are a lot of married guys out there right now that are going, what the hell is she doing?
Right, yeah. Let him do it all week. Let him bang and bang and bang and bang. And then on Saturday, he'll come marry you. After he's had his way with all these other women.
Do you understand how we think it sounds a little strange?
Yeah.
Especially like, what, 2-3 days before you get married? You're getting married. Are you worried about the marriage?
No.
No. She's very secure.
Very
about
definitive,
that.
But you don't know why you want him to have sex. Because you want him to get it over with?
Yeah.
Don't most women just say to men, don't do that?
He really should have gotten it over with probably, you know, let's be generous, maybe a week and a half before you got married.
Okay.
You give you 2 solid weeks of concentration. Block out 2 weeks to think about the woman you're going to spend the rest of your life with.
It's amazing to me if this is legit, and I think it may be legit.
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't think...
What's the guy's name? Lucky?
Yeah.
Lucky Strike. So we don't think what?
You don't think it's a good idea? Or...
Well... Listen, there's 2 points of view. First,
yes, two very distinct points of view that, you know, we have to represent both of them equally because
sure,
we believe in both of them equally.
Right now, the guy's not married, so technically he's not under any moral obligation.
That's right.
You know, let him go out there and do it like a dog. But on the other hand, you know, that's not the best foundation for a secure marriage.
Excellent. Well put.
Okay, see, but I'm controlling the whole thing.
What do you think? But you're not going to control it when his pants come off with the other two women.
No, because I know the two women.
And they must be just wonderful gals.
And so you know them so what?
Friends. I mean, we're not, you know, friends.
We're not friends.
I know them.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you wouldn't want someone you really know to sleep with your husband 3 days before you marry him.
Of course not.
Right, you would want to get someone who is just an associate, an acquaintance.
Where are you calling from? Hedonism?
No, you got to be calling like from Prince George's County, Maryland. Am I right? Or Davis, California?
Gaithersburg.
All right. That just shows what's happened in Montgomery County. Wow.
It's going to hell.
Well, listen, our advice to you is
you really might want to rethink about getting married if things are that unstable.
Now, listen, I'm serious. This is the piece of advice I have for you. Why not just let him bang all your bridesmaids? Those are girls that you know. Those are girls that you can trust.
Yeah, the night before.
Let him just bang all of them.
And then he'll be walking up the aisle kind of like winking at him when he, you know, when he's about to say the vow.
Hey. That's not what I want.
And listen,
I want to see these people again.
Is your mom a rather young woman? Mm. Do you have any sisters?
Nothing.
Why not let him bang your mom and
That's
bang your sisters? That's disgusting?
That is disgusting.
So we've reached your disgusting point.
But two acquaintances are not disgusting.
No.
All right, well, then my advice would be go to it. Let him do it.
Okay, thanks.
And
okay.
You just walk up to him and say, honey, I've got a surprise. Here are these two friends of mine. Well, they're not really friends of mine, but they are whores.
And they will have sex with you now.
Okay.
And then I will marry you.
And we'll have a lovely reception.
And about a year from now, when Don and Mike are giving away a big screen TV on their show, we'll call and we'll confess all of this to them in an effort to win a plastic prize.
All right, thank you.
And when you put those little matches out, you know, if you get one of those matches or those play settings and say congratulations to what's your first name?
Cindy.
And what's his name?
Bob.
So it'll be Bob. Congratulations to Cindy, Bob, and Trixie. And Ginger.
The generic phone names. With no offense to any of you gals listening to the show right now named Ginger.
Or Trixie.
That's just a number one hoe name. Thank you, Cindy.
Okay, thank you.
I believe she was on the level.
She did not get it.
He is one lucky man.
Can you imagine that? And, you know, he's probably the kind of guy that go, oh, great, honey.
Yeah. Chewing gum.
Yeah.
You really? Like, no idea the bonanza that he's been handed.
So you want me to get it over with?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
All right, bonus.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hello.
This marriage is doomed.
Yeah.
This marriage is doomed.
Yeah. You might be right about that.
What woman is more oozed out by lesbianism than she is by two strange women banging her husband?
What?
It's not natural.
Yeah.
It's not natural, yes.
It's kind of odd. It's just, it was kind of a foreign concept to everyone in this room. All the happily men in this room.
I think she's so entertained.
No, I don't think so.
I agree with Don. I think she was legit.
I don't think so, because there really wasn't an upside to it. I mean, for her to goof with us, right? We gave her the advice, and she hung up. She was happy.
And she just seemed oblivious to what we were, you know, when we were practically screaming
didn't
at her.
Didn't see a problem. Someone on that stupid Dr. Laura show. Hello? That's not so tough. Who needs a degree to do that stuff?
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
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 Hi.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
I love your show.
Well, thank you.
I kind of understand what that girl meant. I kind of see why she would do something like that.
And why would that be?
Well, it's like a bachelor party thing. It's like the last fling. I mean, we know what guys can do at bachelor parties. And
what guys get to do that at their bachelor parties?
Are you kidding?
I mean, if our wives really could have brought out stormtroopers to our bachelor parties to make sure nothing went on.
A guy doesn't have a pass to get laid at a bachelor party. I mean, I know it happens, but it's not...
Right.
But it's not.
Right, and it does happen, and she has no control over that, and she'll never know. And guys don't.
You must be. Hold on, time out. You must be one of those girls that goes to bachelor parties and bangs guys.
No, actually, I'm not. But I
no,
had
come
two
on.
Friends. No. I had two friends that told their boyfriends told them what happened at a bachelor party they were at, of course. They weren't involved.
What are you, a dancer?
What?
Are you an exotic dancer?
No.
Are you a madam?
I'm a terrible dancer.
You're a terrible dancer.
No, I'm not. No. I'm a working girl, but not that kind of
thing. So somebody told your friend what goes on at a bachelor party. It doesn't go on at all bachelor parties.
No, it doesn't.
I know it sure didn't go on at Rob Spiewak's bachelor party. No way. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, how you doing, Rob?
Blanking
ass. Hello, Rob is blanking ass. Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Peggy.
Yes, hi.
Office.
Hi, Peggy.
We just wanted to thank you very much for letting us use your office.
Oh, now, listen, this is Peggy, the wonderful woman who came down with her husband today to get it on in our office.
Kind of a relief to get a call from Peggy because, strange as it may seem, this falls under the category of normal behavior now.
Yeah. Hey, listen, would you let your husband have two women before you got married?
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
Yeah, that seems
there
to be.
There is no way, and that lady is absolutely nuts. And I think she's from the mountains of West Virginia.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Peggy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Our listeners love to stereotype on this show.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, they learn from the masters.
Where the hell do they get that from?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. That woman who just called in?
Listen to this. All the meow calls now.
Sure.
Hey, Robbie, would you get that out, please?
Yes. Go ahead, ma'am.
Let's get it on!
hear you guys.
You're on the air.
Okay. Well, I think that woman thought you guys would just think she was cool or something, you know?
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, I think she thought she was going to have sex.
Yeah.
And get it on!
So what do you think?
I think she's stupid. I think her marriage is doomed. Mm-hmm. And I think that if she lets him do that, he probably won't want to get married.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Everybody is weighing in on the subject.
And get it on!
Yeah, let's get it on. Hello. You know, we never called Freaktown. We've got to do that.
Freaktown.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm embarrassed now, actually, even to be calling. But I had heard from a friend that you guys used to talk all the time about spanking girls. And so I started to listen.
Oh, we do spank girls all the time when they have a birthday.
Oh, too bad it's not my birthday.
Yes, isn't it?
It really is. You know, this is a good opportunity for us to jump down from that high moral ground that we were on a minute ago.
I would introduce you to the business end of my ice pick. Mr. Ice Pick would say hello to Miss Buttock right here.
And I would take off the gloves that I normally wear when I'm doing the show and spank you with my bare hand.
And get it on!
I thought that was a secret, that you wear gloves during the show.
Only because my skin is so sensitive.
You have rhinoceros skin.
I do.
Let's get it on!
Let's get it on. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, call us on your birthday. We'd be glad to smack your hiney.
All right, I will.
Have a very nice
bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Ooh, listen, we got to take a break. I got to chill out a little bit. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That one touchdown at Tampa Bay is one that sticks in my mind.
Gordon Libby.
Are you a big fan of WJFK?
I'm a fan of Gordon Libby's. I think he speaks a lot of truths.
You haven't heard of Don Geronimo, or have you?
What?
Okay. Got to ask you about the stadium now. It seems that things are on track in PG County. Let
talk about Gordon Libby. What's the matter with you?
Let's talk about him.
It makes very good sense.
You know, his producer is down here with one of the parabolic mics. He almost got trampled last week in the excitement of that victory.
Oh, really? What's that got to do with Gordon Libby?
Well, I almost didn't have Cameron for the show. We might not be able to do the show without him.
You're a darling guy. Larry, what do you want me to ask now? Answer me.
The Don and Mike Show.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your
attention? Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
Fantastical.
From the Real Slim Shady.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Great, thank you.
Good, Mike. Glad to see you're back.
Thank you very much.
Oh, listen, I have a little trick I do at toll booths.
Oh. So that
one. Have you ever been in the line and it's about 8 cars long and all the lines, 8 cars, and everybody's there and you got the toll collector and for some reason they're giving out everybody ones and it takes forever to get there.
Yeah,
and you just
pass
them.
Right.
Pay $1 and get through the damn toll.
Right.
I spit on the dollar.
Oh, see, they get it. I've heard stories that they have abuse like
that. Why would you do that?
Well, if I have a cold.
Don't you know that that's how people get sick? That people touching money is the main way that people get sick in this country? What are you, some kind of moron?
Are you some kind of moron?
I'm crazy. I can tell myself.
What are you, some kind of moron?
Yeah, thank you.
Hello. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike. All right.
How are you doing?
Yes,
this
I am. Thank you.
This is Rod. I called before about the girl I talked on the phone with.
Rod, I have no idea what you're talking about. Hello?
All right, I just called before, and they told me to put me on hold and through the commercial. I said, I met this girl about 2 weeks ago. We talked on the phone a week, and we had, like, sexual conversation on the phone. And we had each other.
Smashing baby.
What's that?
I said smashing baby.
Yeah, it is.
You shag her rotten?
Why don't you turn that radio down, okay?
I shagged her rotten, baby, yeah.
I just don't want to know this doesn't happen to a lot of guys.
What happened?
I mean, my friend introduced us. And I told her I'd give her a call. We talked on the phone from Monday, and Thursday night we get on the phone.
This sounds just like James Brolin and Barbara Streisand.
That's how they met. But she looks a lot better, I think.
All right, so you had a friend who introduced you to this girl.
Okay, we talked on Monday night.
Started having phone sex.
Well, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we're just talking as friends. Mm-hmm. And Thursday night, we're talking on the phone. Next thing you know, she's telling me what she's wearing. She's wearing...
Have you seen her?
I met her, finally. But on the phone, she told me she's wearing a top, but no bottom.
How did that come about? I mean, did the conversation just abruptly shift in that direction due to what she said, or did you work your way up to it?
I didn't know. Well, I mean, I was thinking, is this a hint for me to do something more? Am I supposed to push it further? Well, I think
push it. Push it real good.
I did push it real good.
Hey, you know what I think we got to get for the show? Excuse me for a second. I was watching the Redskins game yesterday, the Madden and Summerall game, and on more than one occasion, Summerall said,
good penetration.
That's good print. And one time he said by Emmitt Smith, good penetration by Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, and then there's excellent penetration, too.
Yeah,
all the penetration.
And bad penetration. Yeah. They got no penetration that time. Hey, those would be funny tapes if someone would take the time.
He said penetration.
Penetration. Good penetration, Emmitt Smith.
That's good penetration.
So anyway, you met a girl.
And you said you pushed it.
I pushed it. It took me that 10 minutes to get the hint.
All right, and
describing she had no cancel. What does the guy do about that?
So, I mean, you're not saying anything of a sexual nature, and all of a sudden she volunteers that she's not wearing pants?
Yes, and I'm thinking, is this a way she'd tell me something, or should I be saying something? I don't want to make it look bad on me.
I don't even want to know what happened if you got comfortable after that, but...
Well, let me tell you this. We did get comfortable, but I'm not going to go in any further than that.
Smashing baby.
And you had actually... Had you seen her before this?
Never met her yet.
Oh, never met her.
Now, that was the scary part. Now, we were supposed to meet that Saturday.
Now, the scary part was not having phone sex with her. The scary part was having to meet her, though.
Yeah. She came over to my house on Saturday. So Thursday and Friday, we had the sexual talk on the phone. Saturday, she comes over to my house. I open the door. I look at her. She looks at me. We say hello. Next thing you know, we go in my kitchen and just start making out. Like, we know each other.
Well, I mean, was she good looking?
She was gorgeous.
She was gorgeous.
Dark blue eyes, everything. I'm like, hold it, she's not desperate. She's a girl who just, you know.
Well, and who do you look like, George Costanza?
No. No, people always say to me I look like David Schwimmer.
You mean the ostrich guy from Friends?
Okay.
I'm not tall as him, but I look like him.
You're not as good looking as him.
He's better looking.
He's goofy looking, man.
I'm goofy. Well, he's goofy.
He is. He looks like a caveman. He looks like a tall caveman. That guy from Friends. You mean the guy who broke up with Jennifer Aniston?
He would effectively be the ugliest Friends cast member, I would think.
Oh, absolutely.
He gets Jennifer Aniston. That's the main thing.
That's right. He did. They're broken up.
That's right. Rachel. That's her name
Rachel.
On the show.
Yeah, but I said, this girl has been, I mean, I've been with her for 2 weeks now.
So you start making out in the kitchen.
Yeah, we make out in the kitchen, and she wants to see, I'm a big Elvis fan. I said, okay, she wants to see my room, because I have all this Elvis stuff.
Good excuse. Oh, my
always
Peter.
Elvis always makes a move.
Oh, my Peter.
That's right, baby. Elvis.
My boy, my boy. My boy, my boy.
I was up there just giving her some peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
So listen, hold on. So you had sex with her, and what is your question?
It wasn't sex on the first date.
What is your...
It was foreplay.
What is the question for us, Casanova?
I'm sorry. I just want to know if this is a normal circumstance for guys.
No, of course not. Are you kidding?
I mean, is it...
You're the luckiest guy in the world.
Are you kidding?
It's like a dream come true. It never happened to me before.
Right.
I'm 30 years old. I'm figuring...
Listen, I'm sure there's something wrong with her.
Yeah,
she's absolutely. Beautiful.
That's true.
She's probably a serial killer.
That's true.
Either that or she's probably got, the scrubbing bubbles like that or something. She's got something happening.
She, really, good things don't always happen. You know what I mean?
I bet you start to itch real soon.
That's right.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
You might want to have a frank discussion with her before you engage in any penetration.
Oh, really?
Well yeah, of course.
You're absolutely right. This was scary because, I'm 30 years old. I was dreading the 30 age, and all of a sudden I'm 30, and some girl comes up to me and tells me she wants me.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you feel pretty good about yourself.
And had you had none of that prior to turning 30?
Well, I mean, I
30
had...
30 years of drought?
I had lots of, girls, but I just said it took me a while before I can get into that type of conversation with her.
Right. Sounds like there must be something wrong with her.
Who's the celebrity she most resembles?
Who she look like? I think she's... I mean, I'm not going to say Barbara Streisand. She actually looks like Jennifer Aniston a little bit. She has her hair.
Jennifer who?
And she's taller, though.
Did you say Jennifer Aniston, but make it sound like Jennifer...
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, whatever. I can't pronounce it.
So she looks like Rachel from Friends.
Yeah, she does. She's a lot taller. She's 5'9 and a half.
Well, I don't know. Either something's wrong with her, or you're going to get hit by a bus tomorrow or something.
Well, it's the only way to go.
Yeah. So, either way...
Because it's a little suspect, especially if you courted her with the phone sex, because frankly... I've been listening to you for a good 5 minutes now, and you don't sound to me like you'd be the Rembrandt of phone sex guy.
No, actually, you're not. I'm not. I'm very down-to-earth type.
You're probably very awkward and very bad at it.
Yeah, I'm very clumsy.
I'm not about phone sex with you guys or nothing like that.
We don't want you to.
Are you sure? No, I only deal with women who just talk to me for at least 3 days on the phone.
So this has happened before.
Are you?
No, it's the first time. I'm really serious.
Are you a phone sex expert?
No.
Have you ever sampled phone sex before?
I had never called those lines.
And Don, that would be a phone sexpert.
I mean, I've seen them done, but I've never done it.
Does it count? Let me ask you a question. Does it count if you're getting comfortable and you're talking to somebody on the phone, but the conversation you're having with them has nothing to do with sex? Like if maybe you were talking to Charles Broyhill, you know, just talking about a variety of things. Oh. Would that be so bad?
I don't know.
That's a hypothetical question.
That's
of course
all right.
It is.
I understand.
Hypothetical situation that's probably really happened a lot in real life.
I don't know.
Like, what if Ken Stevens called you up?
Yeah.
And he wanted to talk about, I don't know, network business and stuff?
No offense to Ken, I guess, but I would not be talking to that way. I would say, hey, buddy.
So it takes two for phone sex is what you're saying.
Well, he'll probably do phone sex, won't he?
When you finally, well, you haven't consummated the relationship, right?
Uh-huh.
Did she say that was the main reason she was turned on by you, because of the phone conversation?
If you call Domino's to order a pizza and you're doing that, is that phone sex? If they don't know you're doing it?
Hey, it's part
no,
of
it is no. Phone sex. No matter if you aren't making yourself comfortable,
yeah, but...
and the subject on the other end of the phone has anything to do with it,
yeah,
it's phone sex.
Okay. Well, she told me.
But if they don't know, if they just say, thin crust, would you like any Cokes or Twisty Bread?
Some people might be moved by that.
Twisty Bread.
Well, I wouldn't be moved by that. See, my girl told me she's not wearing any pants.
Twisty Bread.
Ooh, garlic sauce. Woo! Nice!
I like some nice garlic bread and tomato sauce.
All right. I'm gonna hang up on you now.
Okay.
All
right. Thanks.
You know, really, after listening to that call, that guy's just so excited. He's gotten this bombshell that he's going to have sex with because of they had phone sex.
She's got to be one of those girls that kills guys and, like, slices up their body parts and puts them down manhole covers.
That was fantastic. And I enjoyed the phone sex. Now, taste my dagger!
dot, eat my Luger!
Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, David Schwimmer, I expect you to die.
Hello. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I had a similar situation, except for same situation where we didn't meet but talked on the phone for a while through a friend and met the girl, and she was nothing like she described herself. Was
of course,
actually,
she's probably a big dog, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This guy would be the luckiest guy in the world.
No, that's how it, what the experience you had, I believe, is how it goes in the real world.
Absolutely. Exactly.
That she's got some kind of satanic plan for him.
I've been talking to you for months and months on the net, and now I finally meet you, and you are a troll.
She will be drinking his blood by the end of the week.
And that's what it is. It's something far more sinister than just you know, him itching afterwards. Sure. He will be murdered.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
I'm wondering if this girl doesn't turn out to be a guy.
Ooh, even better.
Oh, what was that movie? With the song by Boy
The Crying Game.
The Crying Game.
Yeah. It just seems like more of a guy move than a girl move.
You know, I am so happy we've had this wonderful phone sex. And there's something that
I've been meaning to tell you.
Yeah, baby.
Look what I have.
The pet, he hasn't examined the goods yet.
Right. Yes, they didn't, and obviously, you know, he would have been willing, and he would have moved him away from that area.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi, handsome.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Oh, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I was watching a RuPaul show, and...
Hey, we're going to have him on our show tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I was watching it probably about a couple weeks ago. And they had Sabrina the Teenage Witch on there, and Marsha Brady gal.
Yeah.
And Sabrina gal did an underwear commercial. So RuPaul was showing it to her, and Marsha Brady was getting all hot about it, so she asked for the book from RuPaul so she could really look at it real good. Uh-huh. And she was giving her the come-on eyeballs and stuff to the Sabrina.
Yeah. Okay. Join us again tomorrow for complete television recaps.
Thank you. That was Professor Idiot calling the show. Thank you, Professor. He was giving her the come-on eyeballs.
And they went to commercial, and then they came back, and RuPaul says she's going to have another guest.
And then I had a sandwich, and then my mom called,
and then I made myself comfortable.
And I'm Professor Idiot. Hello?
Don?
Yes?
Could you two keep talking while I go in the other room and get a towel?
Oh, God.
All right.
Hello. That would not be phone sex. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Can I speak with Don and Mike?
If you're talking to us right now.
Hey, I want to give you a quick who'd you do.
You know you run the risk of ruining it for everybody if it's not a great one.
Ben Cartwright or Victoria Barclay?
Well, I'm not gay, so it would be Victoria Barclay.
Okay.
From the big, I would check out her big belly.
Victoria Barclay, is that what's her name? Is that
With the blonde
Linda
hair?
Evans?
Yeah. No, she was the mom, right?
Mom.
Oh. She was the mom.
Victoria was Barbara Stanwyck.
Yeah.
Yes, that's who it is on the big
Audra.
Belly.
Audra Barclay was Linda Evans.
That's right.
So it would be Barbara Stanwyck. Now,
hey.
Now it's a little more difficult. I'd have to go. Well, I'm going to go with Ben Cartwright.
Sure.
Thank All right, you. Thanks, guys.
We cleared that up.
All right.
Goodbye. But I'd have phone sex with Victoria.
Hello. Not a mic.
Yes, hello.
And I would have phone sex with Hoss and Little Joe.
Oh,
and
it would be great, especially if they were on the line together.
Hello.
How about Candy?
Don and Mike Joe. Hello.
Why do you guys always talk when there's someone else trying to talk? You guys keep yambling away.
That is really a pisser, isn't it? What did you want to say?
Well,
I find it very, very frustrating to get interrupted a lot.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Just wanted to know if you saw that article about Tommy Mottola in Entertainment Weekly.
It is the way that we interweave our conversation into the telephone conversation and making it one big, seamless conversation. And this is just another setup for that Tommy Mottola thing. I appreciate it, but I'm out of time. You one-faced bitch. Mariah, this is Tommy Mottola. I'm the guy that made you.
I'm telling you how it is.
You one-faced bitch. I say one thing for you. Nice boo.
Ooh. Nice.
Hey, thank you for the setup.
Facebook penis done.
Mariah.
Pardon me?
Facebook penis done.
Mananja.
Mingya Fach.
Mingya Fach.
Mingya Fach.
Mariah, you have... face of a penis.
Oh, Mariah, these peppers, Mingya, they're good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Bye-bye. We got a break, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, it's a funny kind of a thing, but, you know, I feel better after I got all that off my chest. I feel like a load. A load is off my shoulders. You're good.
Thanks.
Doc. Thank you.
Mr. Meany, I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did something.
No, I did not.
You did something?
I did
not. The load? Gone. Where is it? Don't know. You're good. Nah. You're good, Doc. You're good. I'm going to begin to touch with you.
Don't.
Oh, just one more thing. If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Could we define fag? Because some feelings may come up.
I go fag, you die.
Kind of
stuff. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? You're good, Doc. You're good.
The Don and Mike Show. If you could listen to them, would you? Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Ooh.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is Melanie, and I was at the King's Dominion today.
You were at King's Dominion today.
Yeah, I was at the trip. My sister and I took off a day of work to go down there today.
Oh.
We got there at 9:04 because of the terrible traffic. And the person who was giving out tickets had already left, and everybody on the bus was telling us how she wouldn't wait 1 minute for the extra people who were coming a little late. And Dennis came after us. Dennis came minutes after us.
So Dennis showed up late after the bus?
Dennis showed up at, he was driving in right directly behind us. And we drove up to the bus that was pulling off.
What road were you on?
What road?
Yeah, I mean, were you on a major highway? Was there a traffic jam on a major highway?
No, we were pulling out of the JCPenney parking lot at the time.
Because I know there was a tractor trailer on one of the major arteries that did one of those deals where they not only did it block both lanes of Route 66, but it also spilled that fantastic gasoline all over the road, shutting down. So if anybody, but Dennis doesn't come from it.
No,
he comes from Maryland.
He's in Maryland. He would have
I think we just hit normal traffic, basically, but we were less than 5 minutes late, and the woman left.
Well, you know, time is time, honey. What can I say?
Time his time. Well, how come you guys were talking about Dennis not being there and the bus waited for an hour? Because the bus didn't wait an hour.
All right, we have a discrepancy. We have a dilemma regarding whether the bus waited for an hour.
I've been told now that the bus was there at 8 a.m. People were told to arrive by 9 a.m. and the bus did stay there for 1 hour from 8 until 9.
We were told to be there at 9 o'clock.
Okay, what time did you get there?
At 9:04. I agree we were late, but...
Okay, thank you.
You should understand that the rules about time involving this show are very stringent. I'll see you at the fantasy football draft.
With your bet or anything. I'm just trying to tell you that whatever you were saying about Dennis being there an hour late, are you saying that we were supposed to be there at 8, so when he came at 9,
yes.
He was an hour
who would
late?
Know, who would really know what the details are? Is this
probably Charlie Broyhill.
Mm-hmm. Were they supposed to be there at 8, or were they supposed to be there at 9?
We were told 9 a.m.
Okay, what time, again, I don't doubt that, but what time did you arrive?
I already told you three times. I said 9:04.
Okay. So you were late.
I agree with you. I was late.
Okay.
I'm not trying to say otherwise. What I'm trying to say is that I didn't think that Dennis was late, and I heard you saying that earlier.
Well, if you said Dennis was pulling in right behind you, and you were...
And if we were told to be there at 9, he wasn't an hour late. He was 4 minutes late. He wasn't an hour late.
She could take some advice from the great Mike Douglas.
Who always said to be 5 minutes early
exactly.
for every appointment.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. We totally thought we left in due time, but unfortunately we didn't make it on time. And I understand why we didn't get to board and that all happened, but you guys were just saying
Charlie,
that.
Charlie, did people say, were they told to be there at 8 o'clock or 9?
I told everyone the same thing. The bus leaves at 9 o'clock,
right.
So make arrangements to be on the bus when it leaves.
All right, and now it says on my screen, they were told the bus leaves at 9, not to be there at 9. Everyone was told to be there between 8 and 9.
Oh, okay. That does it. So you were an hour late.
Well, we weren't told between 8 and 9. All we were told was specifically at 9, and we didn't realize it was going to leave directly at 9 a.m.
No, you were told specifically the bus leaves at 9 o'clock.
We were just told to be there at 9, as far as I remember.
As far as I remember now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well, I'm very sorry that you missed the bus.
Yeah,
but perhaps
I'm sorry, too, because we took off day of work and everything just to be there.
Yeah, well, maybe this would be a good life lesson for you, then. Don't be late. I apologize that the bus left on time. I'm sorry that
you
everybody...
apologize.
I'm sorry that everybody
How
else on
people
the bus...
be on time?
I'm very sorry that everybody else on the bus was there on time and that the bus left on time and that you were late thus far.
I doubt that everybody was on time because there was probably less than 20 people on the...
Honey, Christ, you got a mouth on you.
Yes, I do.
Listen, you were late.
Hey, but let me tell you one more thing. If we actually made it on... We did get onto the bus. We did get on the bus.
Well, then wait. God. If you got on the bus, what are you complaining about?
Okay, what I tried to tell you before is the person who had the tickets left before the bus even left. We got on the bus, and everybody on there says, you guys...
Wait a minute. What do you mean the person with the tickets left before the bus left?
That's what I mean.
What do you mean? Explain that. You know, when somebody says, what do you mean? You don't say, that's what I mean.
Well, what I said, the person with the tickets left before the bus left. We got there. We got on the bus because it was pulling
off. The park?
But they saw us pulling up and Dennis Murphy behind us.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on.
So
Charlie, hold on. Hold on there, Gidget. Now, if she got on the bus... Does that mean when she got to the park that the person with the tickets would give her the tickets?
No, there was nobody. They told us. Okay.
I
was asking our producer. Please.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Please be quiet for a moment.
This is all hard for me to understand, too, because I believe I've suffered irreversible brain damage.
It smells better in here, though.
It does. It does. The fan has worked. But I really, I'm not thinking like I used to before this happened.
Charlie, can you answer the question here about the tickets?
No.
Okay,
all right.
Why can't you answer?
Again,
I wasn't there.
I'm very sorry that the bus left without you. I'm sorry that you were late. I'm sorry that you're mad about this. I'm sorry. What do you want me to do?
I want to know why this chick with the tickets took off before the bus.
Honey, the chick with the tickets, I'm guessing, was there until 9.
No, the chick with the tickets, I spoke to the chick. She told me she left after the bus did. Do you know what chick you were looking for?
No, because she left.
She said she was going south. She was going down to Dixie.
Oh, the Dixie chicks. Right. Who was it? Was it Tammy?
I can tell you that she didn't leave.
Hold on.
I'll just call Tammy up. Hold on. Christ's sake. What, Charlie?
On line 9.
Yeah?
You have Dennis.
Oh, all right. Well,
I don't know if you smell Mike.
I'll just use the inside line.
I thought you were pointing at my armpit.
No.
What with my brain damage and all. I will not be thinking clearly on the rest of this show.
I think you've really come out of it well, Mike.
I think I'm speaking. I'm not slurring like I was before.
You're no Martin Lawrence, I'll tell you that.
What's up?
Martin Lawrence, of course, in a coma. Has he snapped out of that coma yet?
Broadcasting WGFK.
Hey, hi, Colette. It's Don and Mike. Can we talk to Tammy, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
All right, now we'll talk to the girl with the tickets.
And the kaleidoscope eyes.
Promotions.
Tammy, hi, it's Don and Mike.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi, guys.
Right, we have a very angry customer on the line.
Yeah, some chick, I take it.
Yes. Now, you were the chick with the tickets, right?
That's right.
Can you tell us when you left, Tammy?
I left, it was about 12 minutes after 9, to be exact.
Uh-huh. Hold on. Let me put you on with this
sure.
With this disgruntled customer.
Good. Disgruntled chick.
There is Melanie.
Yeah.
Melanie, this is Tammy, who is our wonderful promotions director.
Wait.
What?
Hold on, what?
The chick with the ticket.
Why are you going? Why are you waving out your arms so violently?
Because she's so pissed. Maybe we shouldn't let her go to the beach house.
This is Melanie from the beach house?
Oh, man.
Melanie.
What?
If you're going to the beach house, what are you bitching about for?
Because.
We are giving and giving and giving and giving and giving. Are you a contest pig?
She can't win twice in 30 days anyway.
No, this is the first contest I've won in years.
Hold on.
I didn't win anything because we got there and the ticket chick left.
Hold on. I want to get this resolved because we have the ticket chick on the line with us.
All
the
right.
Producer is breathing heavily. That means it's always a very good sign.
Tammy, who was our wonderful promotions director, who incidentally, you know, never gets anything wrong. I'd like to point that out.
Tammy sweats the details, and that is the way it always works.
Tammy tells us that she left the site at 12 minutes after 9 o'clock today.
Well, let me tell you something. That absolutely cannot be true because Allison and my sister and I got onto that bus, and we drove with them for a good 10 minutes trying to figure out where the tickets were and if the person who had them was on the bus. When everybody on the bus came to us, no, the girl left already. We've got our tickets, but you're not going to have yours. You're going to have to
Tammy.
Take when you get there.
Melanie, I said,
screw that.
All right.
We jumped off the bus.
Do you follow this, Tammy? Hold on, Melanie. Be quiet for a minute.
I was there. I was the one. The chick with the tickets got there early. Everybody that was there on time gave them their tickets. They signed the release forms. They got on the bus with Taz, the wonderful bus driver. We waited extra time so that we could give time for Dennis.
How much extra time did you wait? Because we got there before Dennis.
I pulled off at 12 minutes after 9. I was parked right next to the bus in a lovely WJFK Redskins truck. That would make
10 minutes. Waited for 10 extra minutes.
We waited, and then I even said everybody.
Whoa. Let Tammy speak, Melanie.
Sorry, I'm having trouble here.
You know, I would have loved to have waited all day, but everybody was supposed to be there by 9.
Melanie!
So we left. I mean, I apologize. I wish you could have gotten there on time and you would have gotten your tickets, but I took the remaining tickets home. I gave tickets to the bus driver. Everybody else had their tickets, and they needed to get on the road.
I didn't get tickets because we weren't on time. It's our own fault. But don't try to say you were there till 10:15 or 12:00 because that's absolutely bullshit.
Melanie, you can't drop that bomb. You can't use that language.
I don't know what kind of clock you're using, but it was definitely 12 minutes after 9.
Tammy, I'm giving Tammy a round of
applause. I'll send you some tickets to King's Dominion in the mail. I can't help you otherwise. I'm sorry you missed the bus, but we waited till 12 after, and I left, and that's what happened.
Okay, well, I have one last thing to say. Then you, Don, and Mike asked everybody who was on that bus what time it took off, what time we got
off. Melanie, I want to tell you something.
I am thoroughly confident that we could ask everybody on that bus, and they would corroborate Tammy's story.
Tammy, all right, goodbye. Thank you, Tammy.
Bye, guys.
Hold on. I have Dennis Murphy. We will find out once and for all.
Okay, I would ask everybody. Let me point out before we talk to Dennis, I would ask everybody on that bus except for Dennis.
Right.
Hey, Dennis?
Yeah.
Do you have anybody there who was actually on the bus today?
Yeah.
Put somebody on.
Okay.
Oh, he made the bus.
Okay, so you were on the bus.
Yes.
What time did the bus leave?
The bus left at 9:05, and I got it at 9:04.
Well, now, wait. Tammy says the bus didn't leave till 9:12.
No, 9:05.
No, Tammy says she left at 9:12 after the bus.
Oh, okay, but I knew that after she left.
What?
What?
I knew that after she left.
So, how... I forget, you got the great communicator here.
I thought that Tammy...
Okay, what happened? As the bus was pulling out, I knew it and I got on.
All right, did you see Tammy leave before...
No, I didn't see Tammy.
You didn't see Tammy?
No.
I think we need to speak to someone else about the time. I don't trust Dennis. I don't trust
Dennis. Dennis, put somebody else on, please.
Okay, hold on. I'll make you speak on the other phone. Hold on.
We'll speak to someone who was on time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. That would be a first. Hello.
Hey,
were you there on time, sir?
Yes, I was. I was there 45 minutes early.
All right, as you know, as most people were instructed. Can you tell me, what time did the bus pull out today?
The bus pulled out about 5 after 9.
Oh, my. Okay.
Boy.
And they were going to leave on time, and then, you know, we were like, wait 5 more minutes. Dennis ain't even here. And then the bus was leaving, and he pulled up right then.
Okay.
And he didn't have a ticket to get in, but the bus driver of the bus gave him a ticket.
What were you told about the departure time of the bus, that the bus would leave? Were you told to get there early because the bus would leave at 9 o'clock sharp?
No, we weren't.
What were you told?
I was just told to be there if the bus to be there by 9 o'clock.
Okay, be there by 9 o'clock.
Right. So the bus, maybe that does mean the bus was leaving at 9 o'clock. But I figured.
John, I want to talk to another person.
All right, can we talk to another person?
Yeah, hold on.
Oh dear.
Hello, John and Mike.
Yes. Can you tell us, please, what time did the bus leave today?
The bus left about 5 after 9 or 8 after 9.
Okay, 8 after 9. Okay,
that's a 3-minute difference.
And your girl in the JFK truck.
Yes.
She left, and then as the bus was pulling out of the mall parking lot, Dennis drove up in his car and was waving his hand out the window and going crazy. So the bus stopped, and we let Dennis and two other girls that were late too got on the bus then too.
All right, that would be Melanie. Would be one of the other girls.
Did Melanie even make the bus?
I don't know. Hold on. Hey. Hold on.
What was one of the girls' names? Allison?
Hey, Melanie?
It's Melanie. It's Melanie and Allison.
Melanie and Allison. Melanie, did you even make the bus?
Yes, we both got on that bus. And then made the bus driver stop and let us off because we realized there was no tickets on that bus for us.
No anymore.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Do you believe me now about the bus leaving at 9?
No, I don't.
Why? Everybody just told you that.
Well, I still believe Tammy. I'm sorry.
So when you got down
to... you must like Tammy then.
When you... we do like Tammy. She does a fine job. When you got down to King's Dominion, could you get into the park?
No, I didn't go to King's Dominion because we realized we're on the bus for about 5 minutes. And before we even got on the Beltway, we realized there's nobody there to give us tickets. Everybody else on the bus already had theirs.
Because they arrived on time.
They're complaining.
Exactly. I'm agreeing. I know.
Hold on.
What's going on?
What's going on with you at the phone at King's Dominion? What are you yelling about?
Are they saying that the bus left before 9?
They were late.
All right, hold on.
I'm not saying that the bus left before 9. I'm saying it left at 9:05, and that girl didn't stay till quarter after like she said.
She didn't say quarter after.
She left before.
She said she left
after 9:05.
Hold on a second.
She said 12 after.
You know, can I say, hey, Melanie, can I tell you something? Tammy, I'm defending Tammy here because what Tammy did is she left after the bus left.
That's just not true.
Donna, Mike, is Tammy your girl?
Tammy works for us, yes.
Yeah, she left before the bus left. That is true.
Steve?
She wasn't there to give Dennis and the two girls.
Hold on, please. Hold on.
Someone else
want to
talk?
Everybody, hold on.
Yo, what up, fellas?
Hold on.
Is it always an adventure on this show? I like the mysticism.
We just can't give away prizes on this show.
Didn't keep the producer from eating his ho-ho, though. that to me is keeping a cool head under fire.
That's right. I love that.
Thank you, Mike. Broadcasting WGFK.
Hi, Colette. It's Donna, Mike. Can we talk to Tammy again? And I'd just like to point out, I have a very important performance coming up here in less than an hour.
Guys.
I'm very upset.
I know, and you're sensitive this time. It's pregame is what it
is.
Yes.
Right? Hello, Tammy.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Did you leave before or after the bus?
I stepped off the bus. I said goodbye to Taz and everybody. He closed the door. I pulled off and assumed the bus was coming right behind me. Whether or not Dennis came up at the same time or a second after, I don't know. But the bus door shut behind me. I got in the truck, left, assuming the bus would follow me right out. And
that's by no fault with Tammy.
No, nor do I.
Waited there. You know me. I'd waited.
You know,
it didn't matter.
You wouldn't be a bitch if Melanie and her sister and Dennis had just arrived at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not like you're obligated. You assumed everybody was on the bus, everything was taken care of.
Right.
That's valid.
I have a feeling Charlie and Mike told the people everybody knew to be there. The bus was departing at 9. Charlie's very good with that. So is Mike. So it's just miscommunication.
Well, it sounds like that's what happened. The bus would be there by 9.
Right. Right.
Okay. Thank you, Sammy.
Bye.
Thank you. All right. Well, obviously, we're putting an end to this. Melanie?
Yeah.
Melanie, listen. You're SOL. You were there late. You know, what can we
say?
Well,
let me just say, I agree with you. We were late. It is our own damn fault that we got there 5 stupid minutes late and, you know, we blew our chance to get on the bus.
Right.
But all I'm trying to argue with you about is the fact that this woman's saying that she waited after the bus. That's not true.
She's not saying that. She's just saying, she just said what happened.
And if you were late, that's a moot point anyway.
It is, Melanie. It really is. And we've said that we would be glad to give you tickets to the park for another day.
And I think what our issue is here is that Tammy does a great job, and we know she does a great job, and she works very hard for these trips to get everything. She's out there, you know, in the morning waiting for people, giving them their tickets, making sure everybody gets on the bus. The bus doors close behind her, and she splits, and then the bus pulls out of the parking lot. That's not Tammy's fault.
I don't know whose fault it is.
It's your fault, honey. You got there late. Melanie?
She's gone.
Well, and Melanie's supposed to be going to the beach house?
And her sister, Allison.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Listen.
And she's gone!
Well, now I feel like replacing the beach house, but, you know, on the other hand, it might be fun having a couple of bitches there.
Having a firecracker.
Yeah. I think we should let him still go to the beach house.
You know something? I couldn't disagree with you more.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this lady that y'all got bitching about the bus.
Yes, ma'am.
Why didn't she just get in her car and drive to the damn park?
Well, it was an issue.
Like, y'all picked her the very first day to go to the beach house.
It was an issue of tickets. She didn't have the free tickets.
Oh, well, whoopee. She didn't have any free tickets to be going anyway.
You can't say the S word, lady.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
She should have been going anyway.
Okay, all right. Goodbye.
On the other hand, don't you think a big heaping spoonful of Gavin might do Melanie well?
Yeah, that's true.
Think about that.
Here's your roommate, Melanie.
That's true. Thanks for agreeing with Don again, Rob.
I'll hook you up, dude.
Hey, I'll put it up to a vote, man.
I know. I'm just so tired of everything. Rob, I know that. He doesn't need any help all the time. You know what I mean? He really doesn't. Jesus, I was just making a statement, and I wasn't even serious about it.
Hello? These are the guys at King's Dominion now.
He was cool, kind of cool, though.
No. Now these are the people at King's Dominion that aren't even listening to us.
Now, are they discussing this situation?
I guess they are. Hello?
Hey, John.
Yes.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
What are you guys doing there?
We had Dennis Lurpee. He just sang Hurt So Good. He did karaoke.
We got on video.
Hold on, I can't hardly hear anything. What's up?
Is everything all right there?
Yeah, we're having a great time.
Okay, good.
We missed those two hot blonde girls. They got off the bus like in the...
Were they hotties?
And they walked back.
I would just like to point out that they were late getting to the bus in the first place.
Yeah, that's right.
That's okay. The bottom line. I mean, that is the irrefutable fact of the matter that they were late.
Yeah, they were late, but they were pretty hot, though, and I'm psyched, because our dates didn't show up. None of the dates showed up.
Oh, you mean the blind dates that we hooked you up with?
That's right.
Oh, okay. So you were hoping that the two hot girls would be able to...
It's kind of a sausage fest over here, but...
You know what somebody should have done, really, if they were complaining about not having tickets, if you really wanted them to stay on the bus and you had any money in your pocket, I don't know how much it cost to get into the park.
Like
you
$15.
Said, right. You would have said, hey, well, you know, we'll pop for your tickets to get into the park.
Right.
Yeah, and the Bubba Gum Shrimp, we never got any of that. Oh, never mind.
Listen.
Never mind.
How old is this? I hung up on... I'm tired of doing contests that people just bitch at us about.
Right. And I know you have a performance to do.
Yes, I do, Mike. I have a performance to do. And we have two more shows to do before we're on vacation. And that's my point about the beach house. You know, we're pretty full today. We're pretty full tomorrow. It's fine with me if you want to come in on Saturday and do an extra show to try to pick two more girls for the beach house.
I can't do that. I have brain damage. I swear to God. Okay. I might, you know, I'd be lying if I said I was sitting there going,
Okay, listen, and not to mention the fact we're only about an hour behind now.
I'm sorry, but I think that the blame falls squarely on Melanie's
head. Melanie, mm-hmm. No doubt.
Absolutely.
No doubt. Another successful Don and Mike promotion. People really do win on the Don and Mike show.
We will check back. With the...
We didn't get our shrimp.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.